the bird flu outbreak. Let's add that to our growing list of things we're unprepared for. There we go.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC. Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Internet gambling's gotten too big for its britches. It's illegal, and it's hurting legal games, say some. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss says a new bill to outlaw the use of credit cards for online betting may once again fall short in the Senate.
The bill has a long and at times sordid history. It came close to passing once before, but was killed through the efforts of now-disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff, who represented some gambling businesses and used his influence with the office of then-Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Abramoff's name was mentioned often in the debate. Current lobbyists managed to score some points, though, with exemptions in the bill for online betting on state lotteries and horse races.
Commuter trains with occasional cars split wide open by terror bombs left 160 people or more dead in Bombay, officially called Mumbai. Dozens more were injured. CBS's Ranjan Gupta says a new workday dawns there soon for an outraged nation.
All the major cities like Delhi and Calcutta are on high alert. People are being asked to be very cautious. People will probably go to work, but everybody is a bit afraid.
In cities like New York,
there is no evidence suggesting that New York City is a target. But as we all know, vigilance is just the reality of the post 9/11 world.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says alert is just smart. The Bush administration, led by the Supreme Court's decision, has decided to extend Geneva Convention protections to terror suspects being held at Guantanamo Naval Base.
The Pentagon stands to gain a lot from this change of policy because now, arguably, our own soldiers around the world have a better chance to gain themselves the protections of the Geneva Convention from enemy states. I think the reciprocity issue here was a big factor.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. A new Cornell medical study on lung cancer shows women are twice as likely to get it and twice as likely to survive it, too.
When they came in for lung cancer screening at several centers around the U.S., just over 1% of the male smokers were diagnosed with cancer, while 2% of the women had cancer. A big difference that surprised the researchers. They also found that the women have about double the chance of beating the cancer and surviving. They're not sure why.
CBS News correspondent Dan Revive. Modern DNA tests have freed another innocent man from the clutches of concrete and iron bars. 18 years for rape someone else committed.
Before dismissing the charges, the judge said the conviction of an innocent person is the worst nightmare of anyone in the judicial system. Then he looked at James Tillman and said, "Good luck, sir." In front of the courthouse, surrounded by family, lawyers, and reporters.
I give thanks to Jesus just for, you know, he said, you know, the truth will set you free, and I'm free.
Tillman says his future will be whatever God leads him to. Chris Francis for CBS News, Hartford.
On Wall Street today, the Dow gained about 31 points to close at 11,134. The Nasdaq was up nearly 12 points, and oil prices hit $74.16 a barrel, up 55 cents. This is CBS News.
Being a realtor is the all-American job.
I'm an entrepreneur at heart.
I'm a small business, just like the coffee shop on the corner.
Very involved in my community.
We do more than just help people buy and sell homes. It has to do with making a difference in people's lives.
Helping people find a piece of the American dream is the best job in the whole world.
Realtors don't just help you buy and sell homes. They're small business owners who help build communities. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I help people live the American dream every day.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
KYW's Lynn Adkins says for kids fighting cancer, the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty is extra special.
The teens from all over the country have one thing in common, cancer. The Sunshine Kids Foundation, a nonprofit group, sponsored this trip to Philadelphia and New York to give the kids a chance to forget about chemotherapy, needles, and doctors. Diana Maid of Camden celebrated her 14th birthday with her new friends.
Getting through chemotherapy was really hard because I got sick a lot.
15-year-old Carlo Carrillo of Texas hasn't traveled much, but already had a favorite sight.
The bell. Yeah, yes, a lot of history behind.
15-year-old Willie Burke of Oregon was waiting for the good stuff.
Man, I want to eat some cheesesteaks.
The teens head home Saturday, many back to treatment. Lynn Adkins, CBS News, Philadelphia.
Half a dozen northern New Jersey police officers are accused of protecting drug dealers by letting them know when the raids were coming. Prosecutors say it started out as friendships, progressed to sharing drugs, cocaine and such, and from there to protection. Harley Carnes, CBS.
The Morning Retort.
These are troubled times. We have to think our way out. We can't faith our way out. It's not a coincidence that so much of Bush's base are faith people, because Bush works in mysterious ways. It helps to have faith. It really does. But religion, it stops people from thinking because they think all the answers are in that one book. It impedes progress. It justifies crazy people. Flying planes into a building was a faith-based initiative. Matters of otherwise common sense become points of debate. Like gay marriage, would we even be having this discussion about whether gay people can marry except for religion? Of course the Catholic Church doesn't want gay men to marry. Half the priesthood would walk out the door the first day and marry the UPS driver.
And now, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You remember now, your homework assignment is to tell three people every day that AM 1320 exists. Oh, I'm going to up it to five people every day. And then maybe you will tell three people every day that we exist. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. And we stream live 1320leftchannel.com. A couple of things. We have lots of housekeeping to attend to. First of all, my shows are being archived. And you can, if you miss a show, if you miss an interview, I think you're going to be able to find them at whiterosesociety.org. www.whiterosesociety.org. And I think that Ben Birch, who runs it, also is archiving Malloy's show, Mike Malloy's show, and lots of other liberal shows as well. But mine has joined the roster, and he used to archive my shows in Denver, so, and I think some of them are still up. So if you've missed something and you want to go back to it, or you want to hear a show that you haven't had a chance to listen to, whiterosesociety.org, and you should be able to do that. I haven't tried it, but you can report back on that. We are getting, this is a breaking story coming in on the Drudge Report, this is so juicy. This has to do with Bob Novak and the leak investigation and where he found out Valerie Plame's name, and we're going to get there. But before we do, we're going to be joined by an author, Robert Halenga. He is a novelist, and he will be joining us, if all goes well, in the next hour. His new book is called Philosophy Made Simple. But one of his best-selling books was called The 16 Pleasures, and it takes place in Italy. The one I loved was the one that, and I like that book, but the one I really fell in love with was the one that came after it called The Fall of a Sparrow. I really just loved that book, and it takes place in part in Italy and in part in other places as well. And he is a teacher. And he teaches at Knox College in Galesburg, Illinois, but he went to the University of Michigan, which, Miles School in Princeton and so on. So some of his work takes place in Italy, and it's one of the reasons I love it. But he is just a gorgeous writer, so I'm delighted that he will be joining us. And as I said, a breaking story about Karl Rove and about Bob Novak and so on. And we're going to get to that. But before we do, we have some local stuff that I want to talk about. And I want to talk about something that happened yesterday. One of you called in to say, why isn't the show doing more, issues and things that this listener, and I think it was Greg from El Dorado Hills, he would like to hear more of a certain kind of, and how we can come together and how we can make something happen. Well, I think that would be great. You know, what we've got going here is a lot of activity. We're covering a lot of territory every day, a lot of different ideas. I like to call it a flea market of ideas on Enid Live. And we are covering lots of issues. We are covering lots of events. And because we're a pretty brand new radio station, we are doing it with a very tiny staff. Remember now, we have only just begun here. And we are only a few months old. And so when you're a new radio station or a new format on an existing radio station, you're doing it really in radio, you're doing it with probably always too few people. Always everybody's doing 50 jobs at once. We're rolling up our sleeves and trying to get as much done as we possibly can. So I'm going to enlist your help. I'm going to enlist your help in a number of ways. I'm going to enlist your help in the easiest way possible, and that is in the way of feedback. So if you have feedback of something that you want more of, something you want less of, some activity, how can we get involved, all kinds of stuff, let me know. It may be that it is not possible for us to help out, but maybe we'll have some ideas where we can push people in the right direction. And if some things take on a sort of life of their own, then maybe we are there are enough of us to give it some kind of critical mass. So I could use your feedback. If you like the authors, if you like certain, you would like to hear from certain authors or thinkers or reporters or people that we have not had on, I'm happy for all the suggestions. If there are activities that you think we should know about in the community, if there are things that you think we could get involved and help with, I'd like to hear about those as well. And if you have some ideas for how we can all, begin to roll up our sleeves, because as I say, what we're doing every day, I think, is an immense amount. You probably don't realize it. And I'm not trying to pat us all on the back. But we're doing 4 hours here of what I think is pretty top-of-the-line talk. I mean, it isn't perfect. And I've often said, if flaws were money, I would be a rich woman. But given our resources, I think we are really hustling around bringing you some fantastic guests. Last week we had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We had Bill Maher yesterday. We have people who teach at the best universities and are thinking the most interesting thoughts and are writing the most intriguing books, whether they're novelists, whether it's fiction, whether it's nonfiction. When we bring it all together in that extended conversation, 4 hours, 5 days a week, that we call Enid Live, right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. There's only so much we can do. We cannot do it all. And there are just a few of us little rabbits here doing it all, doing everything. But so that's where we need your help. Because I think this is becoming a locus for progressive thought, for progressive activity, a place where wonderful ideas flourish, where good conversation takes place, where we can cuff each other around, where you can get a little bit of scandal and gossip and juicy news to perk up your day, and just good stuff all the way around. That's what we're trying for. Some days we are more successful than other days. So I'm going to put that out there, and if you have any thoughts, you want to respond to it, please feel free to do it. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. Or you can call me, and all calls to Enid Live are toll-free. Whether you're in the area code, then you use this number, 349-1320. Or if you are outside the area code, the number is 866-626-1320. Now, I was going to leave with some other stuff, but I think we better lead with breaking news, and that is that Bob Novak is saying, he's breaking his silence finally, the columnist, Bob Novak, the one who originally leaked Valerie Plame's name. He said, I learned Valerie Plame's name from Joe Wilson's entry in Who's Who in America. Moore published reports that I took the Fifth Amendment, made a plea bargain with the prosecutors, or was a prosecutorial target. All he said are untrue. He said, my primary source has not come forward to identify himself. Bill Harlow, the CIA public information officer, who was my CIA source for the column confirming Ms. Wilson's identity. I learned Valerie Plame's name from Joe Wilson's entry in Who's Who America. I answered questions using the names of Rove, Harlow, and my primary source. I considered his wife's role in initiating Wilson's mission, later confirmed by the Senate Intelligence Committee, to be a previously undisclosed part of an important news story. I reported it on that basis. So for the first time, Bob Novak, who has a cousin here in Sacramento, breaks his silence, and he's going to be on Fox News, and he will be on two separate interviews on the Fox News channel. You know, the place where you know you're always just going to get that fair and balanced. We distort. You decide. That's going to be on Fox News. So more as we have more information. He's still not coming forward with the primary source, how he found out about Valerie Plame. He does mention Karl Rove. And I'm going to reprise that question that Bill Clinton asked. He was at Aspen Institute over the weekend, and James Fallows from the, I think, the Atlantic Monthly asked him this question. What would you ask of Karl Rove? What one question would you ask of Karl Rove? Well, Clinton, you know, in characteristic fashion, had three questions. But one of them was, how would you deal with somebody who leaked the name of an, you know, somebody in a high place? Would you call him a traitor? How would you deal with that? Well, it was Karl Rove. And if it had been Clinton's senior advisor, how would Rove have dealt with him? See, now here's Rove's genius. Cut and run. Oh, here's the other one that they've got now. You're going to like this. This is the one where they don't want to, this is the one defending against stem cell research. Fetus farms. Fetus farms. You like that one? Yes. Well, here's Barry Bonds. We've been talking about Barry Bonds off and on. We've had Lance Williams on, who wrote this a book about Barry Bonds. Everybody knows that people are using things that they ought not to use in Major League Baseball. And Major League Baseball knows it. And finally, they launched an investigation because they really had to. Well, guess what? Sources are seeing an indictment on deck for Barry Bonds. U.S. Attorney's Office in San Francisco is mulling over whether it will seek an indictment against Bonds as perhaps as soon as next week. Barry Bonds is facing possible indictment for perjury and tax evasion, and the grand jury that has been hearing evidence against him is due to expire, probably of boredom, within the next couple of weeks. Generally, attorneys say that when a grand jury comes to the end of its term, a prosecutor will seek an indictment. Getting an indictment is not difficult. Former New York State Chief Justice once said a grand jury would indict a ham sandwich. So we don't know what's going to happen, but it looks like it might be an indictment for Barry Bonds. Now, those of you who are more sports-oriented than I am, I don't know what this is going to mean for Barry Bonds' career. And here he is. He's sort of on a tear. Well, kind of a stop-and-start tear. But he has surpassed Babe Ruth's record, and he's not 25. Barry Bonds is not 25. So what kind of a wrench an indictment will throw into his career, I don't really know. Maybe you have some thoughts. 349-1320 or 866-620-6320. Ann Coulter, has she been plagiarizing? Well, her press syndicate today thinks maybe not. But you know what? I would not put anything past that woman. I wouldn't give her such a free pass. And the arena talks, heating up even more. We talked about it yesterday, but the B is covering it as a big story, as a last-ditch negotiating effort to build a new Sacramento sports arena gets underway. It marks the first time all parties with a stake in its construction are in the same room. The players include Sacramento Vice Mayor Rob Fong, who has filled in here on the Morning Retort on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, and Sacramento County Supervisor Roger Dickinson, the first time local elected leaders have directly participated. Also attending are the Aloof Maloofs, Joe and Gavin, owners of the Kings, and a top lawyer or two from the NBA. The setting is surreal. The Las Vegas Palms Hotel, owned by the Aloof Maloofs, and chosen for the summit, so George Maloof can also participate in the talks. What, he can't get on an airplane and come here? Let me ask you something. Who's paying for these airfares to Las Vegas? Are we paying for that? Who's paying for this? How much is this costing? You know, you got to book about 2 weeks or 21 days or something in advance to get the best fares. You think that happened here? I don't think that happened here. Are they flying commercial? Are they flying a private plane? Did the Maloofs send their plane? Do they have a plane, the Aloof Maloofs? Are they paying for the airfare? Who's paying for the airfare? Are we paying for it? How much is it costing? There was a shared frustration on all sides that there never was a deal maker in the room, someone who could say yes or no. Fong said, it's huge. It's very significant that the Maloofs wanted us to be in the same room with them. Oh, really? Are they such a big deal, the Aloof Maloofs? Have I missed something? Is everybody bowing and scraping at their feet and I don't realize that they are the kings, the real kings of Sacramento? Maybe you could set me straight on this. I think this arena is one of the dopier ideas when Sacramento's got a lot of problems. And the old arena is 18 years old? Really? Are we replacing all of our facilities that are 18 years old? Because in facility land, it's like a dog's year. And 18 years is like 50 or 60 years. But it's really 18 years. Maybe they can fix it. But if they want a new arena, that's good. That'll be all right, but I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay a quarter of a cent sales tax increase for an arena that I probably won't go to very often. And there are many people who will be paying that regressive sales tax, and they will never step inside the arena. And it will disproportionately affect people of lower income, I think. Isn't that what a regressive tax is all about? 349, 1320, but everybody's getting on an airplane and they can't wait to get to Vegas, to the Palms, to sit at the feet of the Aloof Maloofs, where all three of them are now together in the same room. Oh, give me a fan. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Doug Alperin.
Thanks, Enid. Eastbound 80, we have slow track in traffic. Madison to Douglas. Westbound Capital City Freeway is slow. Cal Expo to East Street. Currently, it's 91 degrees in the capital city. Tomorrow, sunny with highs near 90. I'm Doug Alper on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Exposing the right as wrong. It's Enid Live at 349-1320 on Sacramento's Left Channel.
Okay, Rick, we'll make the...
Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to nohagglemortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. Simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get. That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get. Three things allow nohagglemortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. 3. No haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to nohagglemortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Or go to nohagglemortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 9th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts matches, which include 3-time UFC champion and UFC Hall of Famer Dan the Beast Severin versus Brian Pardo in the main event. Other matches will include Kengo Ura, Philip Wyman from Ken Shamrock's Lion's Den, Shannon Rich, Torres Kebab, and others. Visit CacheCreek.com for tickets and information.
Is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
322 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. The Aloof Maloofs with hooves are barking. Oh, I have to tell you, on our website, I really want to direct you to it. You can find out what's going on. You can click on my page. But guess what? When you go to the our website, which is 1320leftchannel.com, we are giving away this incredible $1,400 bicycle. Well, I think that sounds like a pretty perky bike. AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel is giving away a Jameis Ventura Elite Road Bike, courtesy of the Bicycle Chef in Midtown Sacramento. This beautiful bike is valued at $1,400. You will also win a new helmet, pump, repair kit, and an AM 1320 Left Channel bicycle jersey. And a trip to the ER. Just go to our website at 1320leftchannel.com, join the Left Channel Legion, and sign up to win. Further info, the Bicycle Chef is located at 2409 J Street in Midtown, and it offers a wide selection of bikes, service, and accessories. So if you are a biker, if you're a cyclist, this is supposed to be really a very wonderful bike, valued at $1,400. You get everything with it, and all you have to do to win is to join the Left Channel Legion. You sign up, and you may very well win this. So we are forever bribing you. And do we have some tickets to give away today? We'll ask Antonio. Do we? Well, he'll tell us if we do or not. We might. Okay. Yeah, we do. We have some tickets to give away to something. What are they? What's it going to be? To Bill Maher, do you think? Oh, to Bill Maher. Oh, we're going to bribe you to listen. We got bikes to bribe you with. We have perky conversation. And we have tickets to Bill Maher. What could be better? And all you do is just turn us on, and here we are. All right, so we're talking about And we'll be joined by Robert Helenga, the novelist. Philosophy Made Simple is his new book. We're talking about the Arco, the new arena, and how, oh, just, you know, the town boosters, they can't wait to get on a plane to Vegas. Who's paying for this? Are we, what's going on here? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Steve in Placerville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid, I think for the biggest problem that you're probably having is because it's called a sports arena. What the real fact is the way it's been reported is as a sports arena, but that's not the truth. And if you look at other arenas around the country, from New York to San Antonio to Los Angeles, there's a lot of things that go on in those arenas besides just baseball. The problem with the old arena is it was just a poorly built building. So the echo factor of this, if you've ever been to a concert or even a game there, it's just ridiculous.
All right, so, you know, so what? If we need a new arena, that's great. And if they do a lot of things besides sports, that's wonderful. And let them pay for it. Let private monies pay for it. I don't want one fraction of a sales tax percentage, a quarter of a percent, to go to this new arena. Let them get private monies to put that together.
What about the infrastructure and what it does for the people and jobs in the community?
Oh, you know, that is the worst and most bogus, the jobs. It's usually when you have nothing else to go for, you say there are jobs which last for about two seconds, and very often they are low paying. But why is that the comeback? If there are jobs, and if this is so, if there are jobs, and if this is so valuable to the community, then I'm sure, and if it's going to be a moneymaker, I'm sure a lot of people are going to line up and want to invest privately in it. And God bless them, let them go for it. Why should I invest in it?
In it, Enid, by the infrastructure and what happens.
Wait a minute. I'm asking you, what is the argument for having the public pay for this? Let private monies do it.
Because the public benefits from it. Do you not understand?
The public benefits from going to the Roseville Galleria, too, and that's all privately developed. So why should I have, one penny of my sales tax, one quarter of a cent sales tax, go for this entity?
Do you want a place for ballet? Do you want a place that they can host?
Oh, they're going to have ballet at the Arco Arena. That'll be a happy day when that happens.
It's not. You see, you're stuck on the arena factor. You don't understand it. It would be
if it's a concert venue, terrific. Let private monies do it. I think it's really unfair to have the public be asked to pay for it when these rich people, these ball players making $20 million apiece, when it's a rich family, when there's a lot of big money at play here. Why should we, the most regressive tax? Why should this fall on us? Let it be private monies. And I don't hear an argument from you. Have not.
People of this city.
Steve, you have not made an argument for it.
Well, if you know, because you won't quit yelling. If you understand simple economics, the more people you bring to buy and purchase goods and services, the more tax structure and more base you have.
Well, then let it be private monies. You still haven't made the case for why it should be public monies used for this. Let it be private money, and it'll bring, if it's as good as you say it is, it'll bring a lot of people into the area. It'll bring a lot of jobs in. It'll be just perky, and it'll return a lot of money to the investors.
Okay, but you're against big business, so why can't the people...
Wait. I'm not against big business. No. Please don't put words into my mouth. I'm not at all against big business. If this is such a great deal, let the investors come together. They will build something that'll be so wonderful. Everybody will come to town, number one. Number two, it'll provide jobs. Number three, if it's really as good as you say it's going to be, it'll return the investors' investments to them. They'll make money on this deal, so I think it's a win-win-win for private investing.
You don't think if they bring something like that draws in a crowd, that turns it into, that gets it closer to a first-class city, and I'm not
a first-class city. How about a good library? How about a good symphony? How about some good thoughts for a first-class city? How about picking up the trash on the sides of the road for a first-class city? You're telling me that you have, and you still have not made the case for why this should be paid for by the public. Let private investors, if you think this is so great, let them pay for it.
So angry about. Why not a simple conversation?
Why shouldn't private investors pay for it, Steve? You still haven't made the case. You're saying I'm getting angry, I'm against big business, but you have not yet made the case. Make the case.
People in the city will be the benefactors. They're the ones, by people spending their money, that will be the one that saying their better growth.
Well, why? So if that's all of that's what you say it is, then let private investors pay for it. It should be with private monies. What do you want? Why should we all pay for it? You have not made the case for why we should pay for it.
You're not looking at the infrastructure. Let me just speak for just a second. If I go into a town where there is nothing and somebody says, let me think, there's a guy, a construction crew going to work there, a place to stay and a place to eat. So who benefits from that? The person that I'm building the house for, the building for, they're not benefiting from that because they're paying me to be there. So, but the people that put up the infrastructure, they're the ones that are gaining by it. So I don't understand.
Steve, I don't get it. If this is so fabulous, and you, I've given you about 50 chances to make the case. If this is so fabulous, let the private money pay for it. You want us to suck it up and pay for it so these rich people can put more money in their pockets. I don't think so. 349-1320 or 866-626. 1320. Let's head over to Sean in Carmichael. Hi, Sean. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
How you doing, Enid?
I'm doing well.
Hey, his name was Steve, wasn't he? The guy you're
Steve. He's probably on the lobbying firm for the.
Yeah, I was gonna say Steve. As far as I know, I've yet to hear one tax subsidized sports arena or complex which has paid any dividends back to the community or city that has built it. And if there was such one, I think that would probably be the major arguing factor that they would use. I mean, I think the ones people like to bring up are like the Pacers up in Indiana. And I know that ended up being a net loss for the city.
Well,
don't the Maloofs owe us like $83 million?
Somebody said $39 million. I don't even know what the figure is. How much do the Aloof Maloofs owe us? The Aloof Maloofs with hoops.
And the bottom line is, where's this massive community that's going to be able to afford $100, $150 a pop?
Well, here's my question. These great massive jobs, which will consist of selling beer and hot dogs up and down, and I don't know what that pays. Does that pay minimum wage? Maybe it pays a little bit above minimum wage. You know what? I think it pays less an hour than it costs you to buy a hot dog in a place like that.
And you didn't even get into the infrastructure.
Well, he says it's going to help the infrastructure. You know, if it helps, if it's as good as everybody says it is, and it's going to be great for downtown and great for the infrastructure and great for jobs and everything else, fine. Then let private money. I got no problem with private money being used to build it. And, Sean, I thank you for the information. 349. It opens up a line. We have one line open. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. Bethany in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I think the new arena is a great idea, and I'm all for it because I think that Sacramento needs to figure out whether they want to be a big city or a cow town. So now's the time for them to figure it out. However, Sacramento, right now I'm looking for a job, and to find any company that will pay you more than $40,000 a year, I swear, is the most difficult thing in the world because people who hire in Sacramento still have, you know, a Sacramento mentality. So if the Sacramento Kings have the second highest ticket price in the NBA, why can't the Maloofs pay for it?
What's the average price to go to a Kings game?
Oh my God, it's ridiculous. I have not ever paid for a Kings ticket because it's too expensive to get a good seat. So I know the average price is something like $500.
What? $500? I know that can't be the average. Maybe there's some.
I mean, I think that if you're in the lower level, you know, if you're looking at a good seat.
Well,
I don't mean like the nosebleeds. I don't mean those seats because I think.
Well, the ones where they provide oxygen with your ticket.
Exactly.
Well,
so if Sacramento is, I mean, I think that it's a great idea, but I think that Nevada didn't pay for the Palm. So why should we pay for the arena?
Well, you know what? Here's the story. If it's so great for the city, and I hate this idea that you are defined as a city by whether or not you have an arena, like you are a fancy, big town, sophisticated if you have an arena. I just think that's such cowtown thinking. I can't even believe it. But Bethany, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Sandra, calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid, listen, you know what? I am so angry. I'm beside myself with this thing. The nerve of these rich people to ask me to pay a quarter cent on every goods I purchase in this town. For what? For a ticket that I can never even get a look-see to put more money in rich people's pocket. They're not even going to revenue share. I mean, it's a joke, right?
Oh, you are so right about that, Sandra.
And this meeting in Las Vegas, what happened to neutral territory? How are they going to go down and represent my interest in their hotel? The whole thing sucks.
It sucks, and who's paying for the flights to Las Vegas is what I want to know.
No, and even beyond that, it's like, where is my interest being represented in this? I'm going to be asked to turn over money for these rich people to have their little playground where I can't even have a look, it makes me sick. I think I'm going to go to a city council meeting on this one. I am so angry.
Well, I think you should go to a city council meeting. I think maybe more people ought to, Sandra, and I thank you for the call. 349-1320. We have at least one line open, 349-1320 or 866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Doug Alperin.
Thanks, Enid. Eastbound 80, we have slow traffic in Madison to Douglas. Westbound Capital City Freeway is slow. Calexco to E Street. Currently, it's 91 degrees in the capital city. Tomorrow, sunny with highs near 90. I'm Doug Alpert on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The fact that somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who has made a career preaching that anybody who does drugs has got to go right to jail, do not pass go, no questions asked, right to jail, gets caught doing 30 OxyContin a day. 30 OxyContin? Do you have any idea how high that is? I don't, and I've been pretty high. But, wow, this guy is putting up Elvis numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But how does he get away with it? They say, well, he's on medication. Oh, see, that's not drugs. You know what, pal? We all got our medication, don't we? They can have an ad on TV that said, ask your doctor if Jack Daniels is right for you. And it would not be out of place thematically.
The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana, are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork. You'll have anthrax in the water supply, sarin gas in your air conditioners. There'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city. And I say enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a chance. Put a little fun in your life.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all, sip on it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete bishop is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beepers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
3:39 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We're talking about the ARCO Arena, the new arena, and of the city fathers or the mothers or whoever they are on an airplane, and they're probably already in Vegas, a nice excuse to go, on whose dime, I wonder, sitting at the feet of the aloof Maloofs, because one of the aloof Maloofs was too aloof to ever meet with anybody, so they had to come to the come to the mountain, or the mountain comes to, how was that line? The mountain comes to Muhammad, something like that? Well, how did that go? I don't remember. But anyway, everybody had in hand, and they're going to the Maloof. And why, if this is such a fabulous idea, all right, fine. Replace the 18-year-old stadium that was not built well. And how do we know this one will be built well? If we were replacing everything that's 18 years old, we'd all be replaced by now, and all of our schools would be replaced, and just about everything would be replaced. So, and I don't, this whole idea, the foundation of which that somehow we will be a world-class city. ARCO didn't make us a world-class city, did it? I don't think so, and I don't think a bigger arena is going to do it either. If the Kings want to go, let them go, and God bless them. And if you want a bigger arena, a better concert venue, that's fine. A place for ballet, a place for opera, a place for the symphony, which can hardly make its a payroll from week to week. That is all very wonderful, and it's a really perky idea, and that does enrich our souls. But let private money pay for it in this case. Because this is something that they're trying to foist on us, like it's going to be such a big deal. It is going to be so stellar. But we should all pay for it at a quarter of a cent sales tax hike. We are talking about very rich people. People who are ball players and ball club owners. The ball players, some of them make a lot of money. Millions and millions of dollars a year. $20 million, I don't know, maybe even more than that. And the owners are making way more than that. So, you know what? Let them get their private monies together, and they can do it. If they are convinced this is such a fabulous idea, then I'm sure it will be a very remunerative idea, and they can go forward with that. We have one line open, 349-1320, or 866-626-1320. Jody in Rancho Cordova. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello?
Hi, Jody. Welcome.
Hi. Like your show. Anyway, I want to talk
Thank
about...
Thank you.
You took away the Cowtown part. I want to talk about that. I mean, like you're saying, it hasn't changed anything. So are we still a Cowtown or we're a big town now? I don't know.
Are we? Anyway. Did ARCO make us less of a Cowtown? You know, I lived in Denver, and they all call Denver a Cowtown. And Denver literally was a Cowtown. They got a big stock show. There's a lot of cattle that is always coming in and out of Denver. So interesting to think of Sacramento as a Cowtown. I don't know that I would have described it that way.
Yeah, some basketball player called it the first game, I think it was. Well, anyway. How did they pay for the Golden Gate Bridge? Didn't they do some kind of private bond, and then they use the money for every single person that goes across the bridge to pay that back and then use that for maintenance? Why can't you do that same thing for ARCO? They could put a bond and then figure out every how many people come to that arena every single
Well, you know, we couldn't approve bonds. We didn't want to approve bonds for new libraries. And if we're not going to approve a new library, then I don't think we ought to be approving bonds for a stadium, really, new arena.
Well, they need some kind of financing deal where the money pays back the loan that comes from every single person that goes to that venue.
Well, or let them, or if everybody is agreed that this is such a money-making project and this is great for the area, fine. Let private investment handle it. Yeah. That would be my suggestion. I thank you, Jody, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Laura in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi.
It is terrible public policy when you socialize the cost of private gain.
There you go. That is exactly right. We are picking it up on our backs, on the backs of working Sacramentans. We're picking it up for these rich people. Let them pay for it if they want it.
You want to hear how I'd be willing to pay for it?
How?
If it was a deal like the Green Bay Citizens, where Sacramento region population got to buy a piece of the franchise, not just the arena, but also the team. When I think that there would be tremendous public benefit if the team and the facility that they played in were held by the city, so the team couldn't just be pulled up out of the community, torn away, so that only ballet could support the arena.
Well, I don't know. I think it would be fraught with problems for a city to own a team. I think teams are very complicated.
It's not the team. It's the people. It's like buying stock in a corporation. But the corporation is closely held, and it is an asset.
Why do we want to even get there? Let them own the, let the Maloofs continue to own their team, and let them pay for a facility for it.
Well, truly, I believe that this is just one more step in the process of moving the team to Las Vegas.
Good. Let them go to Las Vegas, and adios. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's what I think, to the team, Laura. But I think your point about public policy and us paying for it, I think you're exact for public policy for private gain.
You socialize the costs and you privatize the profits, and that's bad all around.
It's very bad. If we want to really get involved and having ownership in something and really feel like we have ownership in it, how about our libraries? How about our schools? How about our hospitals? How about those things instead of a dopey team?
I'd pay a sales tax if it meant putting art and music back in the school.
Well, so would I. But to pay for an arena where a lot of people are going to make a lot of money and the tickets are astronomical and you pay $50 for a hot dog, forget about it.
A few people will make a lot of money.
Well, then fine. Then let them build their own arena. I'm not paying for it. I thank you for the call. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Michael in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Michael.
Well, hello there. How are you today?
I'm very well, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you. I was just calling to say this is corporate welfare. You see, what's happening is the taxpayers asking to be take all the risk, and in fact, they're asking us to have a tax hike and to potentially cut services such as education and police, and have us make all these cuts plus a tax hike in order to ensure that, or in order to take all the risk away from a private company.
Well, that's right. You're right. You're absolutely right that this is a corporate welfare. Absolutely
corporate welfare,
right.
Taxpayers need to say no to corporate welfare because it's a bad deal.
You know, everybody's jumping on Phil Angelides that he might raise taxes to actually shore up the infrastructure. I mean, here we are. We want to voluntarily increase taxes on our purchases, one of the most regressive forms of taxation, in order to support rich people in their arena. I just think it's a hopelessly stupid, the dumbest of ideas, Michael, and I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. James in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, James.
Hello, Enid. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're doing very good for your talk. I've called before, and I, as with last time, I'm with you 100%. If we're going to take a proprietary relationship with the Kings, what is the rest of the people in the city of Sacramento going to end up with, rather than those who have the great amount of money to spend and throw away on the basketball game?
Well, I think it's just, I think the cost-to-benefit ratio simply isn't there. Maybe the Kings should be giving us a little bit of money instead of the other way around. How about if the Maloofs gave us a little bit of money instead of us contributing to the Maloofs' grand lifestyle?
I agree with that 100%. Sacramento has been supporting them, and who's proprietary is the Arco Arena now? I know we helped them quite a bit to get that thing started, and it was never enough.
And don't they still owe us money? Have they repaid all the monies that were made available to them? I keep getting that question from a lot of people.
This is, I think, questions need to be answered before we could even talk about a tax.
Well, I'm with you. James, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Tony in Oroville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello, Enid. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Sounds like Sacramento proposes to do for the Maloofs what our federal government's been doing for Halliburton the last few years.
Well, you know what? They're taking a number. They want to get in line to the gravy train.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of venues out there that were never built with public money. Carnegie Hall wasn't built with public money. Wrigley Field wasn't built with public money. The Guggenheim wasn't built with public money. They bring just as much traffic into the area, as Steve said, as any place else. And I think you'd do better watching ballet at Carnegie Hall than you would watching it at Wrigley Field, or Arco Field, for that matter.
Very well said, Tony.
I can imagine what the wind and rain would do to their tutus.
It would be just too much, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it?
And then Bishop Tutu would be there, too. And
well, Archbishop Tutu, madam.
Archbishop Tutu, but he would not be wearing his ceremonial tutu. I know that.
Well, I hope not. Well, he's a Nobel laureate. Jimmy Carter's a Nobel laureate. You think Bush will get one?
Will Bush get one? Only if they begin awarding them for extreme stupidity. I thank you very much, Tony, for the call. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Michael in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
I just want to say I agree with you. I would just be outraged if they raised the sales tax to pay for this, because those players, like you pointed out, they have contracts in the tens, even hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions of dollars over a several-year period?
Yeah.
Multi-year contract?
They can't afford to, you know, an era.
No, they can't. No, they can't afford it. We have to help them.
Yes.
Because they're kind of pathetic.
Yeah, it seems like just another example of corporate welfare. And also, you know, the Steve Los Angeles doesn't have any NFL teams. You know, they lost them both because they didn't want to put up public money. I don't think that's had any detrimental effect on them. And that's, I think of Los Angeles as a big city.
Well, you know, I want to say something. I've said this a lot. When you wear somebody else's designer initials all over yourself, whether it's Calvin Klein, Louis Vuitton, you name it, I think what it announces to the whole world is that you're so insecure, you are willing to overpay vastly to wear someone else's names all over yourself, like you're a sandwich board, like you're an advertising billboard for them. And when you do the same with an arena, like you're going to be a very sophisticated big town, if you have this dopey arena, I think you advertise to the universe how dumb you are.
Yes.
That's what I think. I think it's exactly the same sort of situation. Michael, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We're talking about the ARCO. We're talking about a new arena, which I think is a hideous idea. I am Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Doug Alperin.
Thanks, Enid. Eastbound 80, we have slow traffic, Madison to Douglas. Westbound Capital City Freeway is slow, Cal Expo to East Street. If you're traveling on eastbound Cap City Freeway, it's going to be slow East Street to Cal Expo. Currently 91 degrees in the capital city. Tomorrow will be sunny with highs near 90. I'm Doug Alpern on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
The Morning Retort, Scott and Sim.
Gang members, I got a red bandana on my head. I'm badass. Head to Iraq.
Okay.
Enjoy. Rape, murder, pillage, organize the crime, have some fun. Yeah, at least it's turf with them. I don't even think it's turf. You're praying wrong.
Well, but that, I think it is also turf, though. That's been going on for a very long time. I think it is a turf war.
It's an astroturf
war. Why is it so
war?
Because,
you know,
so difficult to understand.
Astroturf is made out of petroleum.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Win. Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, Kate Clinton!
Oh, my goodness, so much is happening. I guess the only people that have to be really, really happy about all this news about a war is the Catholic Church. Oh, yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight, yes? So I've been following the story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? Because we'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
B54 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We're talking about this new arena and all these key players from Sacramento getting on an airplane to sit at the feet of the aloof Maloofs in Vegas because one of the brothers they had to come to him. He wouldn't come to us. And they're coming to him so that they can offer that we will pay for this new arena for them. Can you believe that? These very rich people making it off of our backs. I just think it's a hideous form of social policy. I don't think it makes us a more sophisticated town to have a bigger, better arena. It didn't work the last time around, did it? We love Sacramento, but did it make Sacramento into New York City? I don't think so. Did it make it into San Francisco? No. It's still Sacratomato. And we love Sacratomato. But you know what? This idea that somehow we're going to be a five-star town, we're going to be Paris, we're going to be London, because we have an arena, I don't think so. I don't think that's what makes you, it gives you all that texture and that great romance and that effervescence that sophisticated and enticing, seductive places have. Do you think that's it? That the arena is going to do it? 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Mark, in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, hi, Ian. And I think that if you focus just on the arena, you're missing the real big money, which has already been made. The arena is just a stalking horse for the rezone of thousands of acres of rural land, which you could purchase at that time because it was floodplain, for a couple of $1,000 an acre. When the city annexed that and upzoned it, it became worth, I'd say, $40,000 an acre at those times. It's probably closer to $100,000 an acre now. And that's a huge, huge profit. I'd be willing to bet that crack don't get that kind of markup. And
crack dealers, you said, don't get that kind of a markup?
I doubt it. I mean, geez, how many percent of is 2,000 to 100,000? You know, 5,000%? That's huge.
Yeah.
And the profit on that rezone, of course, is a positive incentive to subsidize the worst kind of sprawl development in the worst possible floodplain. I mean, North Columbus is so bad, the floodplain is so bad, that when the region got a sewer grant to increase its capacity, one of the conditions of the grant was that there was a $6 million penalty if they developed North Natomas.
We lost some of what you said. A how much million dollar penalty if they developed North Natomas?
$6 million.
But they did develop.
They did,
of course, develop North Natomas.
Yes, and the developers went all the way to then Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush to make that $6 million pay as you develop, and got $43 million in levy improvement money. So pretty good deal. You pay six on the installment plan and get 43. Where do I sign up?
Yeah, really.
Plus you get this 5,000% profit on the land itself. And, you know, the arena is just a stalking horse to drum up a constituency for this rezone. So the rezone, by the way, still in operation. It's the foundation of many large fortune, Angelo Sakopoulos among others. But lots of developers locally have made their big bucks based on complete gifts of the common weal. And this is the foundation of why we're not a town like San Francisco.
Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
India suffers deadly terrorist bombings.
We stand with India in this time of need.
The Pentagon changes course on Guantanamo detainees.
Absolutely. It's a reversal of policy.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitman. Carnage and chaos in Mumbai, the commercial capital of India that many people know as Bombay. At least 147 people were killed, hundreds more wounded in the bombings of commuter trains. CBS News correspondent Richard Roth reports.
The explosions ripped the trains open and tore off windows and doors. Eight bombs in all in a coordinated attack in the crush of the evening commute. The targets were strung out along a single rail line of Mumbai's commuter network, one of the oldest and most crowded in the world. Nearly half the city's 16 million people move on public transport every day. And hundreds today were squeezed into every train car. Some were blown out by the force of the explosions. Eyewitnesses said others jumped from moving cars, desperate to get away from the fire.
So far, no claim of responsibility, but India's prime minister blames terrorists. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice condemned the attacks.
We will stand with India on the war on terror. It simply shows that this kind of hideous incident can happen anywhere in the world against innocent people.
With that in mind, American cities stepped up security.
We are enhancing the things that you see, and we're enhancing a lot of the things that you don't. We will also increase bag searches on the subways as a precaution.
New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg. Now this.
Big meeting in the morning and you're ready. All you need is a good night's sleep, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning and the pain.
Ooh.
Is driving you insane.
I gotta get some sleep. I should use Preparation H.
Why keep tossing and turning because of the itching and burning? Use Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief. Relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. Nighttime's the right time too. For Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
The Bush administration maintained that prisoners taken in the war on terrorism were not protected by the Geneva Conventions, but the Supreme Court recently rejected that, and now the policy has been reversed.
I don't think we would have seen this policy change had the Supreme Court last month not issued its ruling.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Correspondent David Martin has more.
The court ruled that military commissions set up to try prisoners in Guantanamo did not meet the standards for a fair trial required by the Geneva Convention. But a Pentagon lawyer told the Senate Judiciary Committee today, whatever new procedures are now adopted for prosecuting members of Al-Qaeda, there's no way they're going to have the same legal rights as a common criminal.
It is simply not feasible in time of war to gather evidence in a manner that meets strict criminal procedural requirements.
He argued that soldiers raiding a terrorist safe house are not trained to collect evidence and that advising a suspected terrorist of his right to remain silent would hinder the gathering of intelligence that could save lives.
Hackers have created havoc at the State Department over the past several weeks, according to the Associated Press. Computer hackers apparently targeted department headquarters and offices dealing with China and North Korea. The State Department spokesman says he's not aware of any sensitive information being compromised. Israel has apparently opened a new phase of its offensive against Palestinian militants. The Israeli military confirms its forces are operating in southern Gaza. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan reports Israeli tanks are moving into central Gaza. A new study finds women who smoke are much more likely than men to develop lung cancer.
The gender difference is large, almost begging for a full explanation. 17,000 cigarette smokers in the U.S. were screened for lung cancer. Of the men, just over 1% had cancer. Among the women, 2%. But the lead researcher, Cornell Professor Claudia Hainschke, found the women with cancer were twice as likely to survive.
Once they have it, they do better.
Other studies are looking into the role that estrogen plays in the risk of cancer and fighting cancer. Dr. Hainschke emphasizes female smokers need chest x-rays and other screening. Dan Revive, CBS News, New York.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant.
Looking for a
Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to NoHaggleMortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. It's simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
Three things allow NoHaggleMortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay to loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. Three, no haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to NoHaggleMortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Or go to NoHaggleMortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you missed the Bill Maher interview yesterday, you can probably hear it online because the WhiteRoseSociety.org is archiving my shows. We've been talking about many, many things, but right now we're talking about novels. And my guest is Robert Halenga. His new book, Philosophy Made Simple. He wrote a book that was got quite a lot of attention called The 16 Pleasures. And the book of his that I loved a lot, I liked that book very much. And it's one of those books that I'll tell you how I find out. I found out about it. It was through Book Passage, through Elaine Petrocelli at Book Passage in Corte Madera, California, in Marin County, and she was our guest last week. And that is one of the finest independent bookstores in the country. And they recommended 16 Pleasures. And when Fall of the Sparrow was released, I knew I had to read it, and I really fell in love with that book. I recommended it to everyone. So every time Robert Halenga has a new book coming out, I'm always intrigued, and he joins us now. Robert, thank you so much for coming to visit us today.
My pleasure.
All right, so talk to me about Philosophy Made Simple. Lots of your books happen in Italy. Does this one have anything going on in Italy?
No. Margot makes a cameo appearance. She comes back from Italy for her sister's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I keep thinking I need to write about something else. And so, actually, I had three chapters left over from the 16 Pleasures.
You sound like a recycling bin.
Well, I like to get as much use out of everything. And those chapters were from the father's point of view.
Mm-hmm. Eunice Shriver. So I can't imagine that he couldn't have gotten some nice goodwill mileage off of helping to celebrate her birthday, and that she funded, or that she began the Special Olympics, and that she would be honored at the White House. He is so, I guess, wants to distance himself from all those venomous White House cooties that there was no public announcement and they wouldn't discuss it. There is going to be, invitations have gone out, however, for a lunch and dinner for the Schwarzenegger reelection campaign and the state Republican Party, starring Arnold and Poppy, President George H.W. Bush, the president's father. So Arnold and Poppy are going to be together. And where's Bill Clinton in this equation? The fundraising lunch is going to be at the Los Angeles home of two deep-pocketed GOP donors. And the Schwarzenegger-Bush fundraisers carry a high price tag, $100,000 a head. for platinum status, which comes with a seat at the head table, a table of 10, 12 tickets. You also go to a VIP reception, and you get six photos with Schwarzenegger and Bush. So what is that, almost $20,000 a photo? You got to pay $100,000. You get to sit at the table of an intimate group of 10 or 12 or 1,000, I don't know. You get to go to the VIP reception, and you get six pictures. Bob Mulholland, who is the acid tongue spokesman for the for Phil Angelides' campaign, and who has repeatedly tried to remind California voters of the Republican governor's connection to the president, said that the White House dinner was an admirable way to honor Una Shriver, a very honored activist in the area of developmental disabilities, the wife of the one-time Democratic vice presidential candidate Sergeant Shriver, and mother, of course, of Maria Shriver. But, Mulholland said, he was mystified by the governor's apparent reluctance to acknowledge the honor. Why would Schwarzenegger, Mulholland asked, be so embarrassed about the president honoring his mother-in-law? That's an embarrassment itself. Every president honors people who have devoted their lives to helping others. So there you have it. Eunice Kennedy Shriver being honored by the White House. Arnold and Maria and the children going, of course, to attend that gala. And they won't comment on it publicly, and they don't want any publicity on it, and they don't want anybody to know that where they were. And I just think it's great if you're honoring your mother-in-law for her fine works, and she's so prominent, and what she's done is so wonderful. Why not? 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. What do you think about that? And Bill Clinton says that the Republicans don't have a very good strategy, and I'll get into that in a second. Sam in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Well, hey, Enid, I called to talk about the stadium issue, but
yeah.
I do have a quick comment on Arnold's deal. I thought that advocating for people with developmental disabilities was kind of a nonpartisan issue, but apparently they play politics with that stuff, too.
Well, he was embarrassed, too. Why wouldn't you? I really don't get that part of it, because any closeness with Dickey in the White House would be mitigated by Eunice Shriver's good works and the fact that she turned 85 years old, and it's a good awe story.
Well, but there is another possibility here, you know, because you know how their base is. They get offended if you try to help those in need. So, you know.
Oh, is that it? Well, you know what? I think it also reveals how much he wants to distance himself from this president. And I think then he reveals in doing that just he reveals a strategy for how Phil's campaign ought to proceed. I mean, they ought to link him with Bush every way they can, and so far they have not done it. But go ahead, Sam. What do you want to say about the arena?
Well, here's the deal. I'm one of these big pro sports guys who's been on the fence the whole time. I've been waiting for them to make that compelling argument. Now, I'm going to tell you that there's been, over the last 10 years, several cities that have done this, Denver, Phoenix. And what this reminds me of is once these cities do this, believe me, they track the data on it. They know exactly how many dollars. But these guys never give you those figures. According to them, they just don't know. You know, it almost, I don't know if you saw the movie The Jerk, but there's that one scene in the movie where these mobsters are trying to sell Steve Martin this business proposition, and they're telling him it'll make you X amount. And he says, wow, X amount. And then a certain percent. Well, the reality is these cities have, there's enough cities out there that there's raw data. And if it has brought you in 4,000 jobs in Phoenix or whatever, or X amount of taxpayer dollars, these are things that we should be able to get specific numbers.
Well, I think if the news were good, they'd be making those figures available to us.
Absolutely, absolutely. But they're always very vague when it comes time. The other thing is the hidden cost that the taxpayers will have to pick up.
What are some of the hidden costs?
Well, once you build one of these, automatically lawsuits go into effect. And guess who gets to foot the bill for the lawyers? The taxpayers. And they never tie those costs to it. The city of Oakland went through this with the Raiders. They were told it's going to cost X amount to bring this team from, relocate them from Los Angeles. And now it's well up over $1 billion. And they're closing hospitals and schools, and their infrastructure's falling apart. And so I'm a sports fan, but guess what? They haven't made their case with me. And until they get down to the brass tacks and stop with this big cheerleading session, and let's get some real info out there. The way you sell these things, if you really want to sway people to your side, is give them the information they need to make a decision. But don't do this cheerleading nonsense.
Ooh. Well, I think you make an excellent point, Sam, and I thank you for doing it.
Thanks.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Maggie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi, Maggie. Welcome.
Isn't it, I agree with 100%. Did you know that the previous...
You know what? You're going to have to call us back because you are breaking up. You must be...
I'll be on a landline.
All right, call us back on a landline. We'll take a break now.
Okay.
And I thank you, Maggie. Give us a call back. I'm Ina Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Doug Alperin.
Thanks, Enid. Eastbound 80, we have slow traffic in Madison to Douglas. Westbound Capital City Freeway is slow, Cal Expo to East Street. If you're traveling on eastbound Cap City Freeway, it's going to be slow East Street to Cal Expo. Currently 91 degrees in the capital city. Tomorrow is sunny with highs near 90. I'm Doug Alperin on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320,
Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's your right to listen to the left.
Hey, Clay Gregory.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
According to Enid, we'll set you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
4:43 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about why Arnold didn't want to tell anybody he was going to be out of town celebrating a gala in honor of his mother-in-law at the White House. Well, what was that all about? For all of her work with Special Olympics, I'm really surprised. And I think it's a clue to Phil Angelides that he better go to town. And what the polling has indicated is if he can join, yoke together Arnold and Dickie he will have a better chance at winning, but he has been curiously passive, at least just in my reading of things. I don't see much about what he's doing in the paper. I'm not seeing much coverage of his activities. He's not out front and center, attacking, doing whatever it is that he does best. And we're talking about the Arco Arena, the new arena, which I think is the silliest idea in the world. What a hornswoggle. That's what it is. Maggie is back with us. Hi, Maggie. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi.
Hi.
I think if taxpayers stopped funding arenas, then they wouldn't be able to keep these salaries of the athletes inflated. They're hiding the real costs of running their business. They're transferring it to the taxpayers.
Well,
my thought would be that if there are all these boosters in Sacramento who are so willing to pay money to fund an arena, they should tack an extra charge onto the existing Kings ticket prices, sell hats for $50, sell T-shirts for $40, and see how much these boosters want the Kings to stay. And did you know that the...
You know, if you really want to be a booster, let's give them some promotional merchandise to sell. Let's give them some jock straps, because that really will boost things up, won't it?
$100 jock straps.
$100 jock straps. That's right. Okay.
Did you know that the existing loan that they have is actually larger than when the money was originally loaned?
You mean with interest and so on?
Yeah. They haven't had to pay like you and I would for a mortgage, where you have to actually pay it down.
Okay, give me an example. First, how much
did... Let's say that they originally loaned them $70 million.
Okay.
And it might be $7 million, but now it would be like it's $8.4 million. It's actually larger than it was the day they got the money. And don't ask me how it works other than that they haven't had to pay it down.
Why haven't they had to pay it down?
With accrued interest. Somebody who knows more about the exact deal would know, but it had to do with how much revenue they're taking in. So they only had to pay it back in proportion to the revenue.
You know, this is like Hollywood accounting. You have blockbuster hits. Remember when Art Buchwald took them to court? You have blockbuster hits, but the way they account, they do the accounting on the books, they, nothing is a hit. There are never any profits, and you know, so you don't get paid, essentially.
I am not going, when I go to buy a book, I am not going to pay a tax to support a basketball team.
No, why should anybody? This is, we have so many other greater needs here. If we had everything solved, then maybe we would consider it. And they say, oh, it'll be a venue for ballet and the symphony, which can hardly make its payroll.
Yeah,
and I think it's just sugarcoating. They really are not telling us the truth. We're subsidizing rich people. We're subsidizing enormous ticket prices, inflated ticket prices as it is.
So I'll let somebody else have a turn now.
Okay, Maggie, I thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
What do you think about what Maggie had to say? And I'm getting emails, Enid@KCTC.com, on this issue. I mean, I'm outraged that they're considering it, that they think this is going to be a boost for Sacramento. Is this going to be, was Arco such a boost for Sacramento? Oh, if they make it a little bit bigger, it's going to be a bigger boost. As one of you pointed out, it's just the stalking horse for a kind of land grab around it. And we want to pay a quarter cent additional in sales tax to fund these rich people? I don't think so. They should be funding us. 3491320. We have schools that are a problem. We have we couldn't pass a library bond. All right. This is from, well, he doesn't sign his name, he or she. If it's so good, why doesn't the city become an owner with a percentage of the take? George Bush owned the baseball Texas Rangers with millions in subsidies. And what has it done for that city? The citizens of Green Bay own its team, the Packers, and it works for them. Good luck and good on you for bringing this on. Well, okay. Thank you. Let's see what else. That's and here's Art from Folsom. If jobs are the criteria, then tax dollars should be used to build all businesses, because they all employ people. Then the state can own everything. If concerts and other events use the arena, don't tell me that the Maloofs don't make money from all the people using their arena. And this is from Art. Okay, Art, thank you very much for that. And let's see, what does Jerry have to say? Well, he's got a long one. They put the baseball stadium downtown and screwed up Old Town. The freeways are a bottleneck at that location. The rapid transit does not work well. I know longer go to Old Town because of parking and traffic problems, I will not go to the baseball stadium. Seattle did this over the objection of people, the best place for, you know, he goes on. Okay, so let's head over to Jeff in Antelope. Hi, Jeff, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, I just want to call and sound in on the Kings and the Maloofs trying to pass a bond to get a 0.25% sales tax. I agree with you 100%. There are a lot more pressing needs in the city. You know, you're right. We've got a symphony orchestra that can't meet its own payroll. You know, and that's of course due to lack of interest from the general public. You know, we could probably use more police officers, more code enforcement. We could probably use, we could update our libraries, public buildings, parks. And why do we need to subsidize, you know, a family that has billions of dollars just so they can make more money? Because that's the whole purpose of it, to put more luxury skyboxes, more tickets to increase their revenue.
Well, not only to increase their revenue, but as somebody pointed out, the whole project is a stalking horse for increasing the land values. Whoever owns all that land around the arena has already been in happy boom times.
I'm sure that's part of the plan too.
So why are we subsidizing these people? Is really the question, Jeff. You're asking some excellent questions, and I thank you for doing it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Doug Alperin.
Thanks, Enid. Eastbound 80, slow downtown to Northgate, and again, Madison to Douglas. Westbound Capital City Freeway, we have slow traffic, Cal Expo to East Street. Eastbound Capital City Freeway is slow East Street to Cal Expo. Currently, it's 91 degrees in the Capital City. Tomorrow, sunny with highs near 90. I'm Doug Alper on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Want to make it?
If you send messages.
Of course we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean, Bin Laden. He's. Let me say, I certainly hope so. Before I.
If you send messages.
That's a loaded question. First of all, I admire Senator Kerry's service to our country.
If you send messages.
I admire the fact that he is a great dad. We're facing
messages.
Let me finish. And so the answer to your question is, no doubt about it, it's tough. It's hard work.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
These are troubled times. We have to think our way out. We can't faith our way out. It's not a coincidence that so much of Bush's base are faith people, because Bush works in mysterious ways. It helps to have faith. It really does. But religion, it stops people from thinking because they think all the answers are in that one book. It impedes progress. It justifies crazy people. Flying planes into a building was a faith-based initiative. Matters of otherwise common sense become points of debate. Like gay marriage, would we even be having this discussion about whether gay people can marry except for religion? Of course the Catholic Church doesn't want gay men to marry. Half the priesthood would walk out the door the first day and marry the UPS driver.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
4:54 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Did you hear the reporting, breathless reporting on those arena talks taking place in Las Vegas? Breaking stories, big news. Well, you want to spend a quarter of a cent sales tax? Think of what that adds up to in a year. To finance these rich people and their schemes for inflating the value of their land and inflating the value of their team and getting us to pay for everything, and then they walk away with the profits, and everybody goes with a hat on hand on a plane to Vegas so they can sit at the feet of the aloof maloofs? Give me a break. I think it's so embarrassing. It is so embarrassing that we think this is such a big deal. Am I in the minority here? I don't know if I am, because the calls are all running more or less running in the direction of my beliefs, but apparently there's a whole big a number of people out there who want to support what's going on and are happy to stand in line and pay additional sales tax to support these rich people. I think they're nuts. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let me see if I can do that. Oh, something's not happening here. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Susan. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. I have a couple of things to say. First of all, about the stadium, I think it's ridiculous, the tax. And with all the people in this town who can't even afford air conditioning, with kids who can't read in schools, I mean, if we're going to pay a sales tax, I'd rather see a good trade school put into place where people who do poorly in high school can learn plumbing and heating and air and go out in the world and make good money.
Well, I want to correct something. You shouldn't be going to a trade school just because you did poorly in high school. In fact, people who are good at fixing things and working with their hands are people who are smart and really don't want to go to college. College isn't the be-all and the end-all. It's nice if it's a good fit. And if it isn't and you're skilled and you have wonderful, you know, it takes a lot of imagination to make things and to fix things.
But trade schools are very expensive, and even if you want to go to one, there are a lot of people in this town working 2-3 McDonald's jobs because that's all they can afford and it's all the skills they have.
Okay.
So I'd like to see...
I would be happy to pay an additional sales tax to support that. I wouldn't mind seeing Sacramento, the trash picked up more often. It's trashy to look around and see junk all over the place.
And not only that, Enid, but, you know, you drive around and you see people who are really hot and can't afford to put their AC on, and kids that are clearly not clothed well or having a hell of a time learning to read. And there are just so many basic issues that come before a sports stadium. I mean, that's a luxury. That's something you don't have to do, but you have to be able to read and turn on the air conditioning when it's 106.
I'm with you. And didn't they bamboozle us the 18 years ago with ARCO?
I didn't live here then.
Okay.
And anyway, that's my opinion on that. But that's not why I called. I called to say how much I've enjoyed your section with Elaine Petrocelli. And
well, let me explain. 2, the lucky edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. 2 more hours right here.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Evening rush hour in Chicago. Suddenly a subway line fills with smoke.
It seemed like the back of the train derailed. I was in about the fourth car. I was standing up against the doors. You could hear something, and you could hear a repetition of loud noises coming from the back.
Officials say there was a small fire at the rear of the train, but they don't believe there was an explosion, and there's no indication of terrorism. Everyone was evacuated. At least 75 people suffering smoke inhalation have been taken to hospitals. This happened against the backdrop of terrorist bombings on commuter trains in Mumbai, India, better known as Bombay. Big city officials like New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg ordered extra precautions.
There is no information suggesting that NYC is a target of bombings like those that happened today in Mumbai. Nevertheless, we take a terror attack any place in the world, especially one on a public transit system, as a serious warning.
8 bombs ripped through trains along one rail line in Mumbai, killing at least 147 people. Kashmiri militants are suspected, but there's been no claim of responsibility. The State Department has been the target of computer hackers in recent weeks, but CBS News reporter Charles Wolfson tells us officials are minimizing the damage.
State Department spokesman Sean McCormick told CBS News he was not aware that any sensitive information had been compromised, and he pointed out only the department's unclassified computer system was involved.
Reportedly, the hacking was aimed at State Department headquarters and at offices dealing with China and North Korea. Out of control, says the president of the National Breast Cancer Coalition. While prices for nearly all prescription drugs went up last year, new cancer therapies are way ahead of the pack, up nearly 16%. Dr. Len Lichtenfeld says these price hikes hit Americans across the board.
It's not just poor people. It's not just people who don't have health insurance. It's almost everybody. There are very few people who can afford to pay copays of thousands of dollars a month or a year.
Some cancer medicines cost as much as $10,000 a month. The drug industry says it needs profits to invest in research. Expert advice for seniors. Don't just sit there. Do something. A study tracked people aged 72 to 80 over 6 years and found that regular activity, even mundane things like washing dishes, vacuuming, gardening, and climbing stairs, dramatically reduced death rates. A wildfire in the California desert threatens an area you might recognize from the movies. Pioneer Town, about 2 hours east of Los Angeles, is where many Hollywood westerns were filmed, including Gunfight at the OK Corral. The town's been evacuated as firefighters try to turn the flames away. The fire has grown to about 1,000 acres. On Wall Street today, good news. The Dow Industrial's up 31 points to 11,134. The Nasdaq climbed nearly 12 points to 2128. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic, or the customer is always right, even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics, software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
The Michelin Man wants you to join him in the pursuit of driving pleasure. And he's willing to offer a financial incentive. Right now, you can get a $50 mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 new Michelin MX Series Touring tires. Visit your Michelin dealer from July 1st to July 31st to maximize the enjoyment of your car and get a $50 mail-in rebate. To find a Michelin dealer near you, visit MichelinMan.com. Michelin, a better way forward.
Plagued with problems, Boston's Big Dig highway project suffered a tragedy last night when concrete ceiling panels fell near the entrance to the Ted Williams Tunnel, crushing a car and killing a woman inside. The tunnel system might reopen as early as tomorrow, but Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney could offer little reassurance when questioned by a reporter.
Would you load the grandkids in the car and go through there Wednesday afternoon?
Well, it's going to give everybody pause, isn't it, to take their family through the tunnel system.
Romney's taking legal action to remove the head of the state turnpike authority. Massachusetts Attorney General Tom Riley is investigating and says anyone found responsible might be charged with negligent homicide. Baseball's All-Star game this evening was preceded by an auction that included the baseball Babe Ruth hit for the first home run at the very first All-Star game in 1933.
Sold $700,000. Congratulations.
That makes it one of the most valued pieces of American sports memorabilia. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
The Town and Country Democratic Club has supported democratic values for over 40 years. That's a lot of persistence and dedication. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, is a proud sponsor of the Town and Country Democratic Club's 12th Annual Awards Dinner, Wednesday, July 26th at 6 p.m. at the Escaton Village Ballroom, 3939 Walnut Avenue in Carmichael. Join fellow Democrats for an evening featuring keynote speaker Bill Lockyer, California Attorney General and candidate for state treasurer. Joan Lee, a relentless fighter for health care and senior issues, will receive the Robert Matsui Award for Public Service. Kevin Murphy will be honored with the Great Grassroots Award for his tireless contributions to Democratic causes. Join AM 1320 at the Town and Country Democratic Club's 12th Annual Awards Dinner, Wednesday, July 26th, featuring keynote speaker Bill Lockyer. Tickets are $50 per person for an inspirational and fun night of political dialogue from the left. Call 332-5980 or visit tnconline.org.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:06, 6 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you know the drill. You know your homework assignment. You could tell 5 people every day. I'm upping it because if I tell you 3, you'll be lucky to tell 1. So I'm getting smart. You have to tell 5 people every day about AM 1320 because there are many, many people who don't think there's anything worthwhile listening to on the AM dial, and we need to set them straight about that. And there are lots of people because, you know what, we are new. We haven't done a lot of advertising. We're just getting our sea legs. We're just little rabbits here trying to make a difference. Striding forward against these large forces of conservatism and conservative talk radio, and they talk about the liberal media, but I really think it's fairly well dominated by a lot of conservative interests, and even what's called the liberal media is, you know, has been hamstrung by its own fears, by its own, for some reason in this administration, the media that should have been our watchdogs has felt constrained, has too often acted as cheerleaders and stenographers. And so here we are. You know, we are understaffed, but we are mighty in our thinking, and we reach a lot of people, and you can help in that effort. So one of you called in yesterday, Greg, who said, well, there are lots of ways we can help. Yes, there are. We're doing a lot here, just as we are, rolling up our sleeves and to go forward every day with what we hope is really interesting talk radio, real radio, radio that challenges our imagination, that is radio of ideas, and where we discuss politics and where we discuss culture, high, low, and pop, and scandal, and juicy news, and you name it. We talk about it here on Enid Live. And you can join the conversation. It's always toll-free, 349-1320, if you're in the area code. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. I'm getting a lot of emails from you. And so if I don't respond, please forgive me. I see them all. But I can't respond to all of them. It's sort of gotten to that point, which I guess is pretty good news, huh? And we have a website. We stream live. You can listen online at 1320leftchannel.com. We're giving away a fancy bike. You can win a fancy bike if you register. Go to the website. The bike is worth about, $1,420 or something. And if you register as a Left Channel Legionnaire, you have a chance to win the bike, which I'll give you more details on as we continue. And also, oh, here it is. We're giving away a Jameis Ventura Elite Road Bike, courtesy of the Bicycle Chef in Midtown, Sacramento. The beautiful bike is valued at $1,400. You will also get a helmet, a pump, a repair kit, and, best of all, an AM 1320 Left Channel bicycle jersey. And all you have to do to win is to go to our website, 1320leftchannel.com, join the Left Channel Legion, and you sign up to win, and the bike may be yours. Somewhere along the program today, we're going to be giving away two tickets for an evening with Bill Maher at the Sacramento Community Center Theater. And this is Sunday, July 23rd at 8 p.m., and these are orchestra seats. So if you're a Bill Maher fan, we're going to be giving away two tickets again today. If you are just joining us, then you have missed a lot of things. You've missed Robert Halenga, novelist, new book, Philosophy Made Simple. But if you want to read an art thriller, start with The 16 Pleasures and then go to The Fall of a Sparrow. And I loved The Fall of a Sparrow, partly set in Italy. Really a wonderful book. And I haven't read the new one yet, but I plan to. We've been talking about the Arco Arena, the City Fathers. Have gone hat in hand, couldn't wait to get on a plane to Las Vegas, and who's paying for that plane, in order to sit at the feet of the Aloof Maloofs and to work out some sort of a deal where they're going to stick it to us on the November ballot and get us to pay an increased sales tax in order to finance the rich. Isn't that just rich itself? 349-1320, toll-free 866-626. 1320. One of the things that we talked about, and it came about because in our neighborhood here, and we are on Madison, near 80, near I-80, somebody who lives near the radio station, came by because this hideous, skinhead, anti-everything propaganda was being distributed in the neighborhood. And I just got this email from Gregory, and he says, the skinheads, unfortunately, are everywhere. When you have time, check out the Southern Poverty Law Center site and check out the intelligence report section. The organization keeps tabs on all hate groups in the U.S. and their activities. Do you think that the Republican Party is part of the hate group activity in this country? I've supported this group, Greg says, for 10 years, starting with a $5 donation, and now I'm up to $100 a month. So he says he's going to forward their magazine telling us all we need to know about the numerous hate groups and their activities. They are the group that recently reported about the infiltration of the skinheads into the army. Okay, so now we know about that. The Bee and the Chronicle talking about Arnold and talking about the prison program. And the Bee editorial talking about Phil and Arnold and how the two of them are pandering, and when all else fails, then what we should do is build more prisons. Where do I start? We have a lot of problems. We have a lot of problems with this administration, and we have a lot of problems in Sacramento, and we have a lot of problems in the state of California. And building an arena is not going to solve the problems. It's just going to distract us. It's kind of like the Republicans talking about gay marriage, or flag burning. And we have a problem with our prisons in this state. So here's the solution that Arnold has. More prisons. Really? Is that going to solve the problem? Really? And Phil is jumping in there, too. He's going to build more prisons, too, I think. And so here is the editorial in today's Bee. The pandering pair are two panda bears here trying to run for governor. When you just when you thought California's 20-year prison construction boom was over, here comes another election season. And you've got Arnold and Phil falling over each other to launch a new era of prison construction. This is a bipartisan equal opportunity pandering and fear-mongering with an obvious impetus. The Prison Guards Union, the CCPOA, California Correctional Peace Officers Association, piecing all over the rest of us, apparently, has $10 million to spend to help or defeat a candidate for governor. They have $10 million, so everybody, when they're not busy sitting at the feet of the Aloof Maloofs, then they go over to the peace officer, the prison guards, California Correctional Peace Officers Association, CCPOA, to sit at their feet or kissing other anatomical sections. How obvious is this link? So, Here's what Schwarzenegger wants to do. He intends to bypass voters to pay for the prison building plan with revenue payment bonds that do not require a vote of the people. The reason? The governor and the legislators know that it's going to be a tough sell to the public to pay for building more prisons. We can't get the public to pay for building more libraries, to go for the library bond, let alone the prisons. The last two decades, the Bee goes on to say, should make it clear that the problem is not too few cells. In a little more than 20 years, California has built 22 new prisons, beginning with California State Prison Solano and ending with Kern State Valley Prison in Delano. Experts predicted that the end of the construction era would give California the opportunity to concentrate on actually correcting, no, well, there's a novel idea, prisoners, not just warehousing them. That means that when they come out with maybe having gone through some drug rehab, maybe learning some skills. Most crimes are committed when people are high on something. Instead, they come out. And they come out with a PhD in advanced criminal endeavors, and then they move in next to you and commit crimes in the neighborhood. Isn't that just too perky for words? So what we've done is we've warehoused them, thus getting we have a terrible parole failure rate, which is not under control. Schwarzenegger and Angelides have chopped that new era off of the knees before it even began. Schwarzenegger has called a special legislative session for August 7. He wants lawmakers to authorize the building of two new prisons. He also wants to convert existing private community corrections facilities for low-level, nonviolent prisoners into what he calls mini-prisons. Well, if they're low-level and if they're nonviolent, what are they doing in prison? Do something else. Electronic monitoring something. Meaning these mandatory minimums for drug use is something that we should not be using our very expensive prisons to deal with. So here you have the two of them. Why do we have overcrowding in our prisons despite having built 22 new prisons? Why is the prison population growing when crime rates are decreasing? So nobody has offered an analysis of why this is. And then, here's the other equation. You would be adding 10,000 new CCPOA prison guards at $100,000 a year each. Is that what they make? $100,000 a year each? Oh, my God. 349-1320. What are your thoughts about this? The two of them are pandering. Who can build more prisons quickly? Mike in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. You're absolutely right. This is pandering by both of them. And I think there's another individual running for governor. There's a couple of others, really. But Peter Camejo has a position on the prisons. People might want to take a look at it. A couple of things. One.
Yes, but he hasn't got a chance. But go ahead, Mike.
The Sacramento Bee keeps restating that there's 33 prisons in California. In fact, there's over 80 prisons in California operated by the California Department of Corrections. So I have talked to the Bee a number of times about this. And they just don't see that as an issue. My point is very simple. The number of facilities that exist are twice as much as you're reading in the B.
All right, so what do they want to be building more prisons for? Nobody is looking into why our prisons are overcrowded, why there's a huge failure rate in terms of people who are on parole. Why is the prison population growing when crime is actually down? And so I think these are excellent questions that have not been asked by anybody. Mike, I thank you. 349-1320. A leading corrections and parole expert cited in Arnold's latest prison reform plan has largely disavowed the proposals, describing the plan as a fantasy. That would, you know, Arnold has lived his whole life in fantasy land. And God bless him, he started to believe some of it and he became successful. But the movies are fantasy. That's what, you know, and Phil is not doing a whole lot better on this. She says it's fantasy. She said it would represent a giant step backward for the state's ailing prison system. Her name is Joan Petercelia, a nationally recognized authority on prison reform and a consultant to the state corrections department. And she described the plan for a wave of prison expansion that the governor released on Friday, just as his reelection campaign is gearing up, as unworkable, poorly thought out, and out of touch with research that she and others have done in recent years on cost-efficient rehab methods. So I think this is really preposterous. So when we have serious problems, what are we recommending? Let's raise the sales tax so we can have another arena. Okay, bread and circuses, is that what we want? We have prison problems. Well, let's build more prisons. Let's not look into the root issues. Why is the parole rate such a failure? Why can't we do something, some rehabbing in prison rather than warehousing? Should everybody be in prison? Who is in prison now? We reserve prisons, and California has historically reserved prisons, for the most violent. But that's not what's happening now. And nobody's got a really good plan. So Tweedledee and Tweedledum, nobody's got a good plan. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. And the reason that they don't have a good plan is that the prison guards have $10 million to contribute to a campaign, and nobody wants to piece off the peace officers. That is really what it boils down to. Now, here is Bill Clinton. And he says that the GOP strategy is a weak strategy, that he thinks that Democrats can perform well in November if they focus on issues like climate change. He said, let's forget about, he says, what the Republicans are saying, let's forget about global warming, and let's talk about flag burning and gay marriage. He said, I don't know how long you can milk that old cow. Well, that old cow is the Republican Party, and that's what they're going to try and milk it with. But I am not nearly as optimistic as Bill Clinton, and I'll tell you why. Because the Democrats seem to have run out of ideas, and they seem to have run out of steam, and more than that, they seem to have run out of courage. All of us are furious. People, and I'm not talking fringe people, I'm talking ordinary, middle-of-the-road, a lot of middle-of-the-road people, a lot of Democrats, a lot of progressives, even a lot of moderate Republicans are absolutely furious. And there is no real leadership. So when Clinton says that the GOP strategy is weak and that Democrats could really do well in the election, I don't know about that. I hope he's right, but I really don't know about that. And now John Dean, formerly a Republican, I don't know if he still considers himself a Republican, is talking about a study, a 50-year study that talks about conservatives as followers. So I think it explains the success of Fox News, and we'll talk about that. Also explains the success of Rush. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Doug Alperin.
Thanks, Enid. Eastbound 80 is slow downtown the Northgate, again at Madison all the way to Douglas. Westbound Capital City Freeway is slow Cal Expo to East Street. Eastbound Capital City Freeway is slow East Street to the split. Currently it's 91 degrees in the capital city. Tomorrow will be sunny with highs near 90. I'm Doug Alpert on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Brought to you by Metro PCS. Here's Jim.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. A late mood swing sent the major stock averages higher today. The market was able to overcome disappointing results from the first member of the Dow reporting group, Alcoa, which fell $1.63 to $31.78 and subtracted 11 points after revenues missed the forecast. Profits reported by Lucent Technology were also a letdown. Shares fell 15 cents to $2.19. Semiconductor stocks led the market's late rebound, thanks to an increase in bookings reported by KLA-Tencor. Intel itself rose 47 cents to $18.67. KLA-Tencor was up 3.19 at $42.56. The market appeared to pay a little attention to the White House as it cut its 2006 budget deficit forecast by 30%. We had gold rallying sharply following terrorist bombing in India. It closed up $17 to $6.43.10. And New York crude was up 55 cents at $74.16. The Dow finally closed up 31 at 11,134. NYSE volume totaled about 1.5 billion shares today. S&P was up 5 points, and the NASDAQ gained 11. Advancing issues beat decliners by 5-3 on the NYSE and by 4-3 on the NASDAQ. 10-year Treasury note was up 6/32 to yield 5.10%. This is Teresa Goldsmith sitting in for the vacationing Jim Jacoby at A.G. Edwards for AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and is brought to you by Metro PCS. Permission to speak freely.
Small business.
Hey, you streaming listeners, open your media player and click on the link to nohagglemortgage.com right now, and you can save thousands on your mortgage loan. Simple, easy, and takes less than 30 seconds. For the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get. That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get. Three things allow nohagglemortgage.com to get the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay loan officers. Two, most of the work is done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. Three, no haggling. Click on the link now, then click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to nohagglemortgage.com. You're already online. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Or go to nohagglemortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:25 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. And I want to share with you also, and I called the Charlie Brown campaign. I didn't know if they saw it, but I was here late last night. And the early edition of the Washington Post had a huge story on Mrs. Doo-Doo, Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But we're talking about the Democrats. And now they don't seem to have a plan, and they don't seem to have a clue, and they are not stepping up to the plate. And this is not new news, but I think the tipping point is we're getting to it. And I don't know if we're going to take the elections in the fall like we should be. John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yeah, you know, Carl Rove going to plan a big thing for this fifth-year anniversary of the 9/11. And I don't know anybody already know that there's a new movie out from for Nicolas Cage is starting in it. It's going to be, you know, commemorate the 9/11 event, and the Republican Party probably paid to make that movie, and then it could make a big thing to identify the country again to vote for the Republican, because, you know, voting is an emotional response, and then, you know, I think the Republican Party got that pretty good.
Well, you're right that they do, but, you know, the movie can also have an unintended consequence. Maybe it might have the opposite effect. But you make an excellent point, John. Thanks for calling. 349-1320, 866-626. 1320. A couple of things. First of all, the Department of Homeland Security, and this is the New York Times is reporting it, and the story is developing, so I don't have much more than a headline. But you remember, New York got a lot of its terror funds cut, right? Because they didn't think things like the Empire State Building or the Statue of Liberty were terror, you know, the terrorists would what were this term they used? Terror assets or... anyway, the terrorists would go for those, that those were terror magnets. But the Department of Homeland Security has listed an ice cream parlor as a critical asset. So when we have more of that information, I will share it with you. Here's Ralph Reed, Christian Coalition leader Ralph Reed, whose campaign for Georgia lieutenant government has been clouded by question of his ties to disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. And I think he was acting as a money laundering front for Jack Abramoff. He is positioning himself as the candidate with the stronger values. He's the guy with the stronger values. He is the guy really close to Jack Abramoff. He's the guy who's helping to launder some of that money. He's the guy with the stronger values. I think it shows you how dumb we've become that anybody even buys this stuff. And here is Deep Doo-Doo-Doolittle. In the past 2 years, campaign and political action committees controlled by Representative John Deep Doo-Doo-Doolittle paid ever larger commissions to his wife's one-person company, which has no employees, it has no office, it doesn't have anything, and spent tens of thousands of dollars on gifts at stores like Saks Fifth Avenue, Tiffany & Company, and a Ritz-Carlton Day Spa. So when you Republicans, and I would like to hear from you, you people in Placer County and other places like that who want to support Deep Doo-Doo-Doolittle, knowing that his wife gets 15% of anything that you give to the campaign, that's number one. And number two, that a lot of it, thousands and thousands, is going to Tiffany, it's going to the day spa, it's going to Saks. The use of such committees, especially leadership PACs, for purposes other than electing politicians to Congress, is a common and growing phenomenon. But campaign finance watchdogs say that Doolittle has taken it to new heights. And this is the Washington Post reporting. Doolittle's wife has collected 15%. We know that. The president of a watchdog group said, I don't know if I've heard of anything comparable to the way the Doolittles are raking it in. The committee has spent a ton of money, thousands of dollars, buying this and that and the other. These are the packs that John Doolittle, for example, purchases at Saks Fifth Avenue Christmas ornaments for attendees at a campaign dinner. Thousands of dollars were spent at Best Buy on Christmas gifts for the congressman's campaign and official staff. And nearly $800 went to Julie Doolittle to pay the tabs at three romantic inns on California's Mendocino coast. So here are these packs that the Doolittles have, and not only is she getting, as a family, getting 15% of everything that you donate, but with all these packs, they are spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in fancy stores. Now, does that make you want to vote for Doolittle? That Doolittles have taken it to new heights. You have to know that they're greedy. He's making, what, $165,000. She's taken in about $140,000. They don't, and it looks like the payments to her occurred from Jack Abramoff every time he helped Jack Abramoff's clients out. So every time Doolittle helped out a client of Jack Abramoff's, a big payment mysteriously appeared in Julie Doolittle's coffers. Isn't that amazing? So, and then when they had some child care costs, babysitting costs and so forth, $7,000 or $8,000 or $9,000, well, that came out of their campaign funds. And now they've taken thousands and thousands of dollars out of their PAC funds. And they're off to Tiffany, and they're off to the Ritz-Carlton Day Spa, and they've spent thousands at Saks Fifth Avenue. Well, no wonder he wants to be returned to Congress. He doesn't. He, are you kidding? He might have to get a real job, and he might actually have to, instead of being paid for favors, he might actually have to be paid for doing some serious work. 349-1320 or toll free 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Doug Alfred.
Thanks, Enid. Eastbound 80, slow traffic downtown to Northgate, also at Madison to Douglas. Westbound Cap City Freeway is slow, Cal Expo to E Street. Eastbound Capital City Freeway is slow, E Street to the Split. Currently 91 degrees in the capital city. Tomorrow, sunny with highs near 90. I'm Doug Alpert on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 9th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts matches, which include 3-time UFC champion and UFC Hall of Famer Dan the Beast Severin versus Brian Pardo in the main event. Other matches will include Kengo Ura, Philip Wyman from Ken Shamrock's Lion's Den, Shannon Rich, Torres Kebab, and others. Visit CacheCreek.com for tickets and information.
I'm News 10's Chris.
The fact that somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who has made a career preaching that anybody who does drugs has got to go right to jail, do not pass go, no questions asked, right to jail, gets caught doing 30 OxyContin a day. 30 OxyContin. Do you have any idea how high that is? I don't, and I've been pretty high. But, wow. This guy is putting up Elvis numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But how does he get away with it? They say, well, he's on medication. Oh, see, that's not drugs. You know what, pal? We all got our medication, don't we? They can have an ad on TV that said, ask your doctor if Jack Daniels is right for you. And it would not be out of place thematically.
The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana, are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork. You'll have anthrax in the water supply and sarin gas in your air conditioners. There'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city. And I say, enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a chance. Put a little fun in your life.
In the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
5:34 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. It's been kind of nice. The weather's been settling down. It was kind of sizzling. Did we running a commercial where the bicycle jersey is described as highly desirous? I think they mean highly desirable, don't they? Desirous means that it's got designs on one of you, I guess. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Ever the grammar police will be hauling people off to the pokey. We're talking about a lot of different things. Bill Clinton thinks that the Democrats have a great shot in the midterm elections. I don't know if the Democrats have the spine to step up to the plate. He's calling the GOP strategy tired, milking the same old cow. But I'm not so sure about that. And we're talking about milking the system, taking it to greater and greater heights. So those of you who are big supporters of his, I don't know how you justify it. I'd love to hear from you on this. 349-1320. Bud, calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Bud.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I appreciate your show, appreciate your efforts. One of the things, you know, when we're talking about Doolittle, I'd like to hear you explain a little bit more about Lundgren. And even though he didn't get as big a cut as Doolittle gets, Lundgren is getting money also.
Oh, who's he getting it from? Because I haven't seen much on Lundgren, and I haven't seen much reporting on what he's getting.
I believe he's getting it from Jack Isamaw, whatever his name is, Jack's money.
Okay, well, why don't you send me something, email me something.
Absolutely, be glad to do it.
I'm not a great fan of Dan Lundgren, but Doolittle is so outrageous. This man is really out there. What a crook. That man is a crook. That man is just stinking in his own, and sauteing himself in his own corruption.
Well, he's got the safest district in the United States for a Republican.
Well, I don't know if it's as safe as it was.
Well, so it's been quoted. Maybe he is bad enough we can get it. But, I mean, the guy is pretty solid in his district.
Well, then, you know what I would say? Because I think the corruption is so evident with him, that I think our listeners, if you're looking for some way to make a difference and to take back at least one congressional seat, I think you ought to go over to Charlie Brown's campaign, write him a check, or roll up your sleeves and see what you can do to help him out. But that's what I would suggest people to do.
Well, you know, I concur with that, and I'd also say, what's his name, Dustin, the ER doctor, who's running...
Durston, Bill Durston, Bill Durston.
Bill Durston, yeah.
Okay.
I would think that he would be the person to put some effort with, too, if we're going to...
Well, all right. Then I say if people are looking for a way to make a difference, these are two ways that you can get involved. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to get involved in a campaign. But I thank you very much for the call. I'm going to tell you what George Shultz's wife, Charlotte, if you lived in the city, Charlotte Maillard, Swig Shultz, she's married three rich and powerful husbands. And she said that politics, when her girlfriends ask her, how did she marry catch such wonderful guys? She said it was all through politics. 349-1320. So get involved. You meet people. You have fun. You make a difference. And you get a lot of satisfaction doing it. Taylor in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Taylor.
I'm going to make a couple of quick points. This is regarding the prison system. And the reason they build more prisons and they keep that whole system going is because it's very lucrative for them. There are a number of prisoners that they can contract out to do all kinds of business, whether it's building housing or it's fighting fires or whatever. And these prisoners are paid anywhere from 15 cents an hour to 50 cents an hour, and of course they have to take their money and buy whatever items in the prison, so then they can charge them however much they want to.
There was a scandal a few years ago where the long-distance charges, if you're in prison and you want to make a call out, it always has to be collected. The phone companies were charging astronomical amounts of money to the prisoners.
Exactly, and to their families. They were charging something like $15 per 5 minutes or whatever, because I actually had a brother, he's passed on, but he actually wasn't in prison. He was in prison, and that's why I know about these amounts. My brother worked for Made Right, which actually he was in prison, and there's a company called Made Right. They do sausages and whatever, and they're out of Ione, and they have the prisoners work in their packing plants, and they get, like I said, 15 cents to 50 cents an hour, and then the prison itself gets whatever the difference is. Like, say they would normally have to pay regular people $20 or $25 an hour to work in the plants. So the prison might get $12 an hour, and then the prisoners get 15 cents. So there would, you see what I'm saying? That they
have
a lot of money. I mean, an extraordinary amount of money. And then with Angelides, this is my second point, with Angelides kind of like missing in action, this would be so bad, but I can't find that it would be any different than other things that the Democrats have done, that he got the position from Wesley, and then he secures, by not doing anything as a Democrat, he secures Arnold in getting the governorship again. I mean, it's really...
You almost wonder if Arnold is paying him off not to be to sort of take a dive and promote Arnold's candidacy.
Exactly.
Because Phil, where has Phil been? Phil is usually a pretty scrappy guy.
Exactly.
And for some reason, he's been laying low.
Yes. And so we have to kind of look at, wait a minute, what's really going on? Because sometimes you can't question the question, but you have to ask what's behind the question. And I just got a feeling that this is not right, what's going on with him.
Taylor, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Jeff, calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Jeff.
Yes. On Doolittle and his little district, the Democrats in California are the one that gave it to him, and he actually worked against Arnold to keep it going, because he is safe. He can't be knocked out. And so
I'm not in agreement with that. I think he's more vulnerable now than he's ever been. Maybe he will win again because everybody is so ironclad Republican in his district. But I think Charlie Brown will give him a good run for his money, and you guys can help.
But they made it that way for him, and the Democrats are the one that did it with the gerrymandering. So it's all set for him. And as far as the Democrats are concerned, their message has gotten so stale in the last few months, that's why people are not listening. I listen to the progressive side all the time, all the different stations, and the message has gotten to the point where it's very hard to listen to, because it's all the same kind of thing.
Jeff, is Enid Live hard to listen to?
Yes, sometimes. Because what I'm hearing now is that you're all mumbling after each thing you say. You mumble a few things to say bad about Bush. And it's getting to be so predictable that I could almost know exactly what you're going to say right after you say something. And so.
So are you a Bush supporter?
Yes.
You're a Bush supporter?
Well, I do support Bush. Yes.
Why?
Well, see, I don't believe half the stuff that is being said about him. I mean,
you don't. So, what do you think? You think he's been a really good president? We're doing a great job in Iraq.
I think that we need to be in Iraq right now. But are we doing a really great job?
Why are we in Iraq? What are we doing in Iraq?
Okay, because initially I believe that even though it may or may not be true about the weapons of mass destruction, we need to take Saddam out because he was being a pain in the butt to the United States. And
well, if that's the litmus test, there are worse pains in the butt to the U.S. than Saddam Hussein, and he was contained. You've got African dictators who are horrible, committing genocides by the second, and you have got people like that North Korean little guy in his elevator shoes.
But he's not dangerous, sir. He just talks basic.
He's not dangerous. He's got nuclear weapons, but they go about as far as Rush does without the Viagra, huh?
But he won't use them. He's too smart to use them. But let's see, Saddam, he's crazy enough to want to be a dictator.
So wait a minute. Let me see if I got this right, Jeff. We're in historic deficits. Instead of using the money for shoring up our port security, we're giving 20 times the money that we could have spent for shoring up our port security so that the richest 1% can have estate tax breaks. Is that that's a really good president, do you think?
Well, I don't believe that the estate tax is a good thing the way it was set up anyway, because what you're doing is that you're punishing people that work hard to try to ask.
Well, wait a minute. Now, is your net worth over, let's say, $5 or $10 million?
It doesn't matter. You work hard.
Is your net worth over $5 or $10 million? I'm asking.
No.
Okay. Because most people, I think it's just a very tiny fraction. You are protected. The estate tax, I forget, the numbers keep changing every year, but unless your estate is greater than, I want to say about $5 million, or so, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's a couple million, and then each year it's going to go up until, I think, 2011, and then you won't pay anything, and then it'll start all over again. But if your estate is under that amount, is under, let's say, $2 to $5 million, you will pay no estate tax. And that covers most people in the U.S. There's only a very tiny fraction of the richest, of the richest, of the richest that is not covering. So you want to, let me see if I've got this right. In a time of war, when it costs really a lot of money to fight a war, it's really fine with you to give the richest of the richest of the richest a tax break, even though anybody else will get a tax break because their estates are not over that amount of, what, $2 or $5 million. That's okay with you, Jeff?
But see, I'm not poor either, but I could still understand.
You're not even going to have to pay the estate tax.
So you want to protect
the richest of the rich so that they don't...
That is right. It's the right thing to... People that work...
Well, wait, are we in a war? How are we going to pay for the war? How are we going to pay for port security when we're giving tax breaks to the people who need it the least? This is like supporting the Maloofs in the ARCO arena.
Okay, but see, if it's the right thing to do, you do it. It doesn't matter.
The right thing to do. It's the dumbest thing in the world, and there is no justification for it, Jeff. You think it's the right thing to do?
If you take all the money from the rich, then they won't care to ever accumulate.
Wait, and so they'll never be rich again? The Waltons, who are the among the richest people in the universe, if they have to pay a little estate tax, it's gonna be a really sad day for them?
But they're paying 95% of the taxes anyway right now.
No, I don't know that they are paying it, but if you're talking about the estate tax, Jeff, it means most Americans will never have to pay the estate tax at all. It only, cutting the estate tax, as the administration wants to do, only affects the most elite of the richest of the richest of the richest.
But if it's the right thing to do, you still do it. I'm not poor. I will never be poor. But
Jeff, it is so...
I believe that we should pay for it. But
how are we going to, if we're going to give the richest of the richest of the richest tax breaks, the people who need it the least, how are we going to support the war? Are we going to pay for the war? How are we going to pay for what we need in this country? Infrastructure, port security, you name it. How are we going to do this?
Well, it may be a little bit more difficult, but I think that it can be done to a great degree. But the thing is, we have to realize that some things we can't pay for anyway.
So why bother then? If some things we can't pay for, why bother? Really, we want to give tax breaks to the richest of the richest of the. I get it. Silly me. I'm
getting old.
Oh, Jeff, it's silly me. I should have realized. Thank you so much for the call. What do you think about what Jeff had to say? He wants to give the tax breaks to the richest of the richest of the richest because it's the right thing to do. Maybe the richest should be to whom much is given, much is required. Ray, on I-5, going north. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Oh, good afternoon.
Hi, Ray.
This Sunday on this week, George Allen was arguing against the 5% tax break for veterans by pointing out that in a time of deficit, that when you give a tax break to somebody else, you're not really giving them a break, you're merely shifting the burden from one group to another.
That's right, and so, it goes to the middle class, and it goes to the people who can less afford it than the very rich.
Right, so the estate tax, eliminating that is basically giving the tax break to Paris Hilton and her ilk, because I guess people like Jeff think that she's spending the money better than our government would.
Well, he's saying it's the right thing to do. That's what he's saying.
Then he says that instead of taxing the rich, we got to be taxing the working man. And I disagree.
Well, it's like the arena, which Television News is reporting breathlessly. The talks are in progress, like it's the UN meeting at the feet of the Aloof Maloofs, that we would pay the burden for an arena. We are subsidizing the rich, and I think that is what this administration wants. They want us, the middle class, the shrinking middle class, to subsidize the rich, the richest among us. I think it is so anti-American. It is so immoral.
Look at who's doing it.
Yeah, exactly right. Ray, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Doug Alperin.
Thanks, Enid. Eastbound 80 is slow downtown to Northgate and again at Madison to Douglas. Westbound Capital City Freeway, there's slow traffic, Cal Expo to East Street. Eastbound Capital City Freeway is slow, East Street to the split. Currently 91 degrees in the capital city. Tomorrow will be sunny with highs near 90. I'm Doug Alpert on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hurry into Sleep Train today.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page, it was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all. Sick on it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete Dishul is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. And remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beepers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, Kate Clinton!
Oh my goodness, so much is happening. I guess the only people that have to be really, really happy about all this news about the war is the Catholic Church. Oh yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight, yes? And so I've been... following this story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? Because we'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
It's Leo in the Left Zone. You're listening to Eat It Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five 53 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. If you were just, we were talking about a lot of different things, but we had a caller, a Republican, Jeff, who says, presumably a Republican since he's in favor of Bush, he thinks that tax breaks for the richest Americans are great because it's the right thing to do. And particularly we're talking about the estate tax. Only about like 0.5% of Americans are ever going to have to pay tax on the estate on their estates. Only 0.5% of us, I think, even maybe even smaller than that, have estates large enough to be taxed. And so that would mean that you're the richest of the richest of the richest. So he is saying, but it's the right thing to do. How are you going to finance a country and shift the burden if the richest aren't going to pay their fair share? To whom much is given, much is, what's the line? To whom much is given, much is required, or much is demanded? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Brian calling from Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, Brian.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, where do I start with this guy? Jeff, I hear him all the time. He calls in all the time. No disrespect to senior citizens, seriously.
Does he call all the, does he call all the shows or just mine?
I think it's just called yours, but here's the deal, Enid. His attitude is exactly like a lot of Republicans who just don't care about the overall well-being of the rest of the country. All they care about is themselves. So, like, when you say what you said, he just did not have any feeling for when you were talking about the infrastructure, taking care of the country. His main concern was that he's, you know, he's whatever age he is, and he's got, and he's comfortable with whatever he has, and he wants to keep it. So, like, I feel like he was disregarding pretty much everything. And then he also, every time he says anything, when you bring to his attention when he says he's a Bush supporter, he doesn't have anything really concrete to say why.
See, that's what it is. It's all emotional. People fall in love with who they fall in love with, and you cannot persuade them out of it.
Right. It drives me crazy. And I've, you know what's even worse? Now, this is a weird thing. I've had some really serious, very, very serious discussions with some younger people this weekend, and 18, 19, 22-year-olds, female and male young people in this town, and they are, by default, claiming that they're Republican. And when I'm talking about, you know, the issues, they are absolutely clueless.
They're calling themselves Republicans. Is it because their parents are Republicans, so therefore they just think of themselves as Republicans?
You know what? I thought it was as simple as that, but it's not. Check it out. One of them had the nerve to say, hey, I'm off. If Republicans represent a rich white man, then that's what I want to be. I'm like, how about the fact that you need to take care of the country and the ports aren't secure and they're using and taking money from people who are the most poorest of all and taxing them, and the people are feeling this stuff at the pump and students are feeling it at school. I'm like, you're ignoring every single thing that's affecting everybody.
Well, you made a great argument, but I think they all want to be like Paris Hilton. That's what they all want to be.
I think so.
I think that's, Brian, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. Mike, calling from Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, you're doing a good job. Keep
thank
it
you.
Up.
Thank you.
I haven't called you in a while, but I'm the guy that got all those Doolittle bumper stickers over to you guys.
Yeah.
And I'd be interested in, I live in Roseville and I work in Roseville. If anybody in Roseville or the area, Rockland, Loomis, are interested in putting together a dump Doolittle caravan with maybe little flags and bumper stickers, and we could cruise through a couple of towns on a couple of different dates.
And cruise through the dump, too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we could go up by where Doolittle lives in his neighborhood. And,
ooh, that'd be good. Yeah, well, I think everybody roll up their sleeves and either contribute to Charlie Brown or contribute your energies to Charlie Brown, and that would be the way to do it. But, Mike, I thank you. Great idea.
Okay.
Thanks very much. 349-1320. Okay, the moment you've been waiting for, somebody is going to win two tickets to Bill Maher And this is for Sunday, July 23rd, 2006. And so, if you are the fourth caller who can name the candidate opposing Deep Doolittle, whom we hope will win, be the fourth caller, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. If you can name the candidate...
Listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Israeli forces have stepped up their two-week offensive in Gaza. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan in Gaza City reports the home of a Hamas activist has been destroyed in an airstrike.
I'm standing in front of a house. It's a massive building that's been completely and utterly destroyed. Now you can see that the roof has collapsed. There is a huge crowd of Palestinians who are still trying to pull people from the wreckage. I saw in one ambulance people lifting smoldering pieces of a human body into the back of an ambulance.
Local officials say five people, including two children, were killed. Reportedly, a second airstrike targeted a car in the area, leaving three people wounded. Israeli tanks and troops are also on the move in Gaza, putting pressure on the Palestinian militants who captured a young Israeli soldier. Some frightening moments this evening for passengers in the Chicago subway. Fire filled a tunnel after an eight-car train derailed.
You couldn't see 5 feet in front of you. The person ahead of you, you could see maybe a silhouette, and you just had to go with that. I didn't see any serious injuries until I got out. A lot of people had inhaled a lot of things that they shouldn't have.
The fire department says at least 120 people were taken to hospitals, most suffering smoke inhalation. The cause of the derailment and fire hasn't been determined, but they say there's no indication of terrorism. In Mumbai, India... Chaos on a rail line in the city better known as Bombay after eight bombs exploded on commuter trains, killing at least 147 people. Kashmiri militants are suspected, but there's been no claim of responsibility.
I'm Tom Foti with the president in Milwaukee. Although Mr. Bush declined the opportunity to comment on the situation in India when asked specifically, the White House later put out a statement in Washington while he was traveling here in Milwaukee. The White House quoting the president as saying the United States stands with the people and the government of India and condemns in the strongest terms these atrocities which were committed against innocent people as they went about their normal lives.
Mr. Bush visited a shoe factory in Milwaukee and attended a fundraiser for Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Green. Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte is a sponsor of a bill approved by the House today that would make Internet gambling off-limits to Americans.
Online gambling can result in addiction, bankruptcy, divorce, crime, and moral decline, just as with traditional forms of gambling.
I'm Dan Revive. For some, it's an addiction. For others, simply fun, wagering cash, say, on a horse race, whether in person at the track or seen long distance on a computer screen. The president of the U.S. Internet Industry Association, David McClure, claims a majority of the House is discriminating against online commerce.
If you're going to ban gambling, then ban gambling, not just gambling on the Internet.
McClure says why not make the wagering legal and collect taxes on the winnings. Dan Revive, CBS News.
The Dow 31 points higher to close at 11,134. The Nasdaq gained 12 points to finish at 2128. This is CBS News.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject guys hate to talk about, erectile dysfunction. Well, if guys won't even talk about it, how can we doctors treat them? First caller.
Yes, just for the record, I've never personally experienced ED.
Okay.
But were I ever someday to have this issue, I have a prearranged code with my doctor.
You're going to mention some kind of code phrase.
Exactly. One I'm not at liberty to divulge at this point in time.
And you think your doc will remember it?
Well...
Wouldn't it be easier to just take a deep breath and blurt out?
As in, hey doc, I think I might have ED.
Well, yeah.
That wasn't so bad. Thanks.
And we're on the air. If you think you might have ED, your doctor's the one who can help. So blurt, stammer, hammer, haw, your doc will get the drift. It could make a difference in your sex life. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, visit JustAskToday.com.
One of the three Duke University lacrosse players charged with rape has been convicted in Washington on an unrelated assault charge. WTOP Radio's Mark Seagraves reports a judge found Colin Finnerty guilty of menacing a man in the Georgetown section by taunting him and throwing fake punches.
Finnerty was given 6 months probation and a 30-day suspended sentence. He must stay out of the Georgetown area of D.C. and may not go into any establishments that serve alcohol for the same 6 months. Finnerty's attorney said while disappointed with the verdict, he found the sentence to be very fair and lenient and said they do plan to appeal.
Like his Duke teammates, Finnerty has pleaded not guilty to charges of raping an exotic dancer who was hired to perform at an off-campus teen party in March. Police in North Mankato, Minnesota say babysitting a fountain just isn't good use of their time. At least 10 times in the past few months, pranksters have dumped suds in a city park fountain to watch it bubble. Every time, the fountain has to be drained and cleaned. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour four of the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, we stream live. You can listen to us on the web or on the net at 1320leftchannel.com. What's the difference between the web and the net? There is a difference, but I never know what it is. And if you go to our website, click on 1320leftchannel.com, go to join the Left Channel Legion. You might win a beautiful bike valued at $1,400. It's a Jameis Ventura Elite Road Bike. So see what happens. You have a good, click on my page, and there's a list of upcoming guests and Dickie's resume. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. All calls to Enid Live are toll-free, 916-349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And our shows are being archived if you go to www.whiterosesociety.org. WhiteRoseSociety.org. And they archive, I know they archive a lot of liberal shows, including Mike Malloy's. So if you miss something, that's where you can find shows. We've been talking about a lot of things. You'll be hearing breathless television coverage about the delegation from Sacramento who has gone to sit at the feet of the Aloof Maloofs in Las Vegas. They just can't wait to hand us over, strip mine us, on behalf of the Maloofs and those rich players and the rich developers for whom the arena could be a stalking horse, and get us and sort of push the sales tax increase on us for a new arena. I think it's a waste of money, but TV news will be all over it. Like, we'll really be a world-class city if we have this arena. 349-1320. Meth users. This has surprised a lot of law enforcement. When they began to see a pattern, their eyes were opened. And what happens if you're a meth user? You could stay awake for days at a time, and you're able to fixate on small details. So what happens then is you are able to create, to do a lot of crime, and one that really fits with being a meth user is ID theft. You might look for checks or credit card numbers, and then you could convert the stolen identities to money, drugs, or ingredients to make either even more meth. And one reformed meth user who had turned to a life of crime but now is back on the right track says she can't believe that she goes past these mailboxes and the red flag is up. And she said, you know, she said, I still see people put the little red flags up on their mailboxes when they're mailing their bills. It amazes me. They still put their checks in their own mailboxes. And that was one of the biggest things we did when she was a meth user and crook, was we watched for red flags on mailboxes. You're sending your electricity bill. You have a check in there. That's all the information that we needed. People underestimate the resourcefulness of thieves, she said. 5 days a week we did it. It was like a job. You may want to comment about that. If you were a meth user, if you have been the victim of identity theft, I'd like to hear about it. One of the things we've been talking about throughout, we've been talking about the Republicans' ability to capture the dialogue. They use phrases like cut and run. Well, the Republicans plan to meet to discuss fetus farming, which some claim is the termination of a pregnancy in order to utilize a fetus for medical or scientific purposes. A letter targeting the alleged process, which I don't know if even anybody's engaged in, but the Republicans are going to get mileage out of it. Fetus farming. Isn't that amazing? You may want to comment on that. Bill Clinton believes that the GOP strategy is weak. Well, I think that may be the case. He talks about flag burning and gay marriage and how long can you milk that old cow. But if the GOP strategy is weak, the Democratic strategy is even weaker. And there is a study that was conducted over 50 years that says that conservatives are followers. So now we know why Rush has such a big audience. They just like to follow somebody. And here's John Dean, member of Watergate. He's saying, what I'm saying is that there's been fear-mongering, the likes of which we have not seen in a long time in this country. It happened early in the Cold War. We got accustomed to it. We learned to live with it. We learned to understand what it's about and get it in proportion. We haven't done that yet with terrorism. And this administration is really capitalizing on it and using it for its political advantage. No question. The academic testing shows, the empirical evidence shows, when people are frightened, they tend to go to these authority figures. They tend to become more conservative. So it has paid off for the Republicans politically to do this. So here is my question. Why can't Democrats be what they are, which is courageous, assertive, authority figures? You don't have to be a Republican to be an authority figure. Why are Democrats, why can they not step up to the plate? Maybe they are too cowardly to step up to the plate. You have some thoughts about it. I'd certainly like to know. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. We don't hesitate to speak our minds here, and many of you certainly share that predilection. When you call Enid Live, I think Democrats have got wonderful takes on things, and we have the courage to step up to the plate, but how come our leaders have disappointed us so? the idea that you will get more moderates if you try to talk to all people, be all things to all people, is preposterous, because you wind up being nothing. You're nothing to no one. And here is from the Republican playbook. I thought I might share this with you. The first rule in the last five or six, depending on the situation, this is from the 25 Rules of Disinformation. And I'll just give you a flavor of it. Become incredulous and indignant. Avoid discussing key issues. Instead, focus on side issues. Create rumor mongers. Use a straw man. Sidetrack opponents with name-calling and ridicule. Hit and run. Hit and run. Question motives. Play dumb. Fit the facts to alternative conclusion. Change the subject. Emotionalize. Antagonize. Goad your opponents. Ignore the proof presented. Demand impossible proofs. And it goes on and on and on. And also, I want to... share this with you, because I think this is really interesting, and I don't know what to make of it. The House voted today, this is just sort of being reported, to forbid the use of credit cards to settle online bets. This is an effort to halt mushroom interest in internet gambling. Now remember, Jack Abramoff had as his clients a lot of the Indian tribes, the casinos. There's a lot of legalized gambling. Maybe the pressure for Congress to vote to forbid the use of credit cards to settle online bets is a way to protect the gambling interests that exist in this country. I don't know. But the House acted very strongly. The vote was 317-93. Senate leaders have not identified this bill as a top priority, but the bill's main champion is an Arizona Republican, a right-winger, John Kyle. And he said he would pursue it aggressively. The legislation would clarify and update current law to spell out that most gambling is illegal online and would prohibit most payment forms from being used to settle online wagers. How many of you are online gamblers, I wonder? And how would you feel if this actually passes so that online internet gambling would be limited? 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Donald in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid. I wanted to talk about the John Dean story, but I was going to just give one little thing. I'm just kind of wondering, they're ban internet gambling. Is that going to apply in Nevada? I mean, isn't that kind of hypocritical that we're going to have a state where it's okay, but it's morally wrong in every other state?
Well, what they're saying is they're going to forbid the use of using your credit cards to settle your gambling debts online.
Well, and
I don't know what happens in Vegas. Are you able to gamble online from Vegas venues?
Well, I'm just saying in the place where in Nevada where they have legalized gambling, they don't have a moral objection to it, because one of the reasons they're saying...
Yeah, but is it internet gambling in Vegas that's legal?
Well, I imagine any form of gambling that is state-sanctioned is illegal. Kind of bypassing the whole point of legalities, though, part of the reason why they're saying they don't want to do this is because it's morally wrong to have gambling. And I'm saying that's kind of hypocritical.
I don't know if they're saying it's morally wrong as much as they're saying it's really addictive.
The representative that introduced it said that it was morally wrong.
Well, he may have said that, but there's a whole other faction that believes it's so addictive, and when you're doing it online, you can really get into huge debt.
Well, that's not necessarily the point, though. If you have the person that's presenting the bill, the person that helped draft it, saying part of the reason why he's introducing it is because morally gambling is wrong, and yet we have a state in the union where it's legal... Are we saying that the people of Nevada...
Well, that is one person saying that. If he is saying, if John Kyle is saying that, and I haven't heard that he is saying that, fine. But I think there is a lot of other concern, and I don't know if this is prompted, if what's behind this bill is the fact that internet gambling can be highly addictive, or is this a way to protect the Indian tribes and the Vegas gambling venues? That's the other part of the equation.
Lotteries also.
Yeah, or the state lotteries.
But anyway, getting to the John Dean thing, one of the other things that he says in his book, the study has found that liberals, about less than 1% of them, are followers in the traditional sense. They don't respond to authoritarian figures. So that's part of the problem. It's partially our leaders, but it's also the problem of us as liberals, is that we question everybody. So that when somebody stands up, when somebody like John Kerry stands up and gets Swift voted, we don't rally behind him in a big group. Some of us go, well, you know what? We should look into that and see whether that's true or not.
Well, here's the...
intellectual curiosity has undone us. If we were a little denser, let's say, we would just tend to go on the attack the way Republicans do, whether we're right or wrong.
Well, let me just say something here. In all the studies they've done about liberals and conservatives, liberals see things in greater nuance. The conservatives are more black and white. They don't see shades of gray. The shades of gray are more difficult. They were whinier as kids for some reason, and they tend to be a more authoritarian and to be better, bigger followers. That's some of what we know of the difference between liberals and conservatives. But I think what you're talking about in standing up to the plate is weakness and spinelessness. And we have a million ways of rationalizing it. We're saying, oh, well, we didn't come to John Dean's aid or John Kerry's aid because we were going to look into it. But in fact, I think we were just spineless because he appeared kind of spineless. We should have been right in there protecting him and when he couldn't protect himself. And we didn't do it. And we didn't do enough. And we're not doing enough now, and I fear that in the fall it's going to show in the results that we get a few seats here and there, but it's not going to be enough to do the trick.
Well, now why would?
Well, wouldn't it be amazing? All these fancy drugs that are out, these with very horrendous side effects, these antidepressants that are out. Wouldn't it be amazing if something as simple as psilocybin was an answer to a lot of people's prayers? And if you should be diagnosed with cancer, and we hope you are not. The average that your drugs are going to cost you is $1,600 a month. And some of the new cancer therapies are up to $10,000 a month for a single drug. And this is causing alarm among patients and among insurance companies. And even when you have insurance, it's costing a ton of money. And the drug companies are saying, well, they need to charge that much money because, you know, they're doing the R&D. It's completely bogus. The drug companies are swimming in money. And a lot of people, here's one guy who had to go back to work 4 years ago, he's 72, so that he could afford to buy a drug targeted for his leukemia. So he's working. So think of the double whammy. You go to the doctor and you get diagnosed with something that, when you hear those words, has to be really an awful sentence to hear. And then when you try to get treatment for it, and you try to, you know, get the best treatment you can. The second double whammy is it's so astronomical that for some people the cost of the drug is like another death sentence. You may want to comment. There is really something wrong with this picture. Here are the things that are wrong with the picture that middle class people and even poor people have to pay a regressive sales tax and increase so that rich people. Who pay lots of money for tickets can have a better arena and to service players who make $20 million and more a year. I mean, there's something wrong with that picture, isn't there? 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Doug Alperin.
Thanks, Enid. Eastbound Cap City Freeway is slow, East Street to the split. Beyond that, everything else is looking good. Currently, it's 91 degrees in the capital city. Tomorrow will be sunny with highs near 90. I'm Doug Alpert on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What did you do with me? You got me!
We have more than 100% of illegal fire!
than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
641 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And oh, I forgot to tell you, tomorrow we should be joined by Michael and Jane Stern. They have made a career of testing food on the road, road food. And neither one of them is what you'd call anorexic. Their new book is Two for the Road, Our Love Affair with American Food. And we will meet them tomorrow. In the 4 o'clock hour. So Jane and Michael Stern tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour will be, you know, maybe we should do some cooking on the radio. Well, if it was by me, you would choke. Then you need those magic mushrooms. Anybody else want to share their tales of mushrooms? Okay. Do you remember Jim Sensenbrenner from the impeachment? Clinton impeachment. The New York Times just did a big piece on him because he's latched on to immigration. He's apparently one of the most unpleasant people in the House. He has no tolerance for illegals, either in his political life or his personal life. He says, my housekeeper in Wisconsin was born in Wisconsin. And he said, my housekeeper here in Washington is a naturalized U.S. citizen from Nicaragua. He is so loath to risk dealing with illegal immigrants that when his Cadillacs, and he has a lot of them and they're old ones, need cleaning, he prefers do-it-yourself car washes that require tokens. Dan Lundgren was asked how he would describe Jim Sensenbrenner, and Lundgren had to really think about it. He said, well, what's a nice word? Well, how about idiosyncratic? Lundgren equates Sensenbrenner's leadership to something the Green Bay Packer guard Jerry Kramer said about his coach Vince Lombardi. He treats us all equally. He treats us all like dogs. Sensenbrenner's 63 years old, and he can neutrally be described as a Washington piece of work, a big-bellied curmudgeon with a taste for old Cadillacs, pontoon boats, and enormous cigars. You know, these Republicans, Arnold, Rush, Sensenbrenner, they're all a little, except for Arnold, they're a little porky, and they're all smoking those big cigars, which must mean, girls, that it's a compensation for what they don't, you know, for what is lacking in other areas of their lives. Sensenbrenner projects the assurance of a lucky man. He reaped a fortune from a great-grandfather, and guess what his great-grandfather did? He inherited this money from his great-grandfather. His great-grandfather invented Kotex. Did you know that about James Sensenbrenner? That his great-grandfather invented the Kotex sanitary napkin. And Sensenbrenner won $250,000 in 1997 on one lottery ticket that he purchased while buying beer. He lists assets of almost $11 million according to public filing. So there it is, a lucky man who reaped a fortune from a great-grandfather who invented the Kotex sanitary napkin. So he is an heir to the Kotex fortune. He won $250,000 in 1997 on a lotto ticket that he purchased while buying beer. And his assets are about $11 million. And people think that he's one of the most unpleasant members of Congress, but he has latched on to the subject of illegal immigration. He's been described as a pit bull. And here is General Peter Pace, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee. He became emotional as he spoke of his father, who was an Italian immigrant, who he said often worked three jobs to help his children. He said that immigrants had earned 200 awards or medals in Afghanistan and in Iraq. So this was sort of a counter to all the immigrant bashing that has been going on. 349-1320. Oh, guess who is a rising star at MSNBC? Keith Olbermann. And guess who isn't doing so well at Fox or is doing quite a bit less well? And that is Bill O'Reilly. And one of the reasons they're giving for why Bill O'Reilly isn't doing nearly as well as he was is that his audience is an older audience, and they're dropping dead. And in greater... Olbermann thinks he knows the one reason behind his gains. And by the way, Keith Olbermann and Bill Maher went to high school together in New Jersey. He believes that Bill O'Reilly's audience, which is still huge, is aging. He noted that Bill O'Reilly's total viewer ratings are basically flat, while his numbers in the younger audience group have been dropping down about 15% for the last quarter. There is no conclusion to draw other than he is not adding younger viewers. So he's taking off after Bill O'Reilly. And here's what the lesson that Bill O'Reilly hasn't learned. And this was the lesson that he didn't learn with Al Franken. Al Franken wrote a book, and I forget what it was, Lying Liars and the Lies They Tell, something like that. And every year, the book industry has a big convention, and they vary it. They take it from city to city. I went to it one year in Chicago. It was just fantastic. And it has been in San Francisco. Sometimes it's in New York. Sometimes it's in Los Angeles. And I think this was when it was in Los Angeles. Bill O'Reilly got hugely bent out of shape about Al Franken's book, and particularly since Al Franken had targeted Bill O'Reilly as a liar. Bill O'Reilly said he had won Peabody's, which is the highest award you can win in broadcast, or at least among the highest, and none of it was real. You know, it was all manipulated information. It wasn't quite true. So Franken calls O'Reilly. They're all on a panel together, and he lets O'Reilly have it. Well, O'Reilly got so steamed that the first thing he did was he went into meltdown. He got really angry, and by causing a scene, suddenly Franken's book gets a massive amount of attention. It's number zillion, zillion, zillion on Amazon.com, but after this dust-up with O'Reilly, the book shoots way up to the top in no time. And then O'Reilly goes to his managers at Fox, and he gets Fox to start a lawsuit against Franken, which was a preposterous lawsuit, tries to sue Franken for, I don't know why, I can't remember anymore the details, which only gives Franken even more publicity. And so his book shoots even higher in the ratings, and it gives Franken way more ammunition. So I always thought that Al Franken should have written just a lovely thank you note to Bill O'Reilly, who couldn't keep his temper in check long enough to realize that by losing it, he was helping guys like Al Franken. Well, now Keith Olbermann is taunting Bill O'Reilly, and apparently Bill O'Reilly has not learned his lesson. So the more Olbermann taunts O'Reilly, O'Reilly still has a larger audience than Keith Olbermann does. Somebody told me that the total audience for MSNBC is 60,000 viewers. Do you think that that's true? I don't know if it is, but it's maybe there's 60,000 very influential viewers. I don't know. But in any event, every time Olbermann, the more Olbermann, Keith Olbermann taunts Bill O'Reilly, the more O'Reilly responds, which only helps Keith Olbermann. So Bill O'Reilly has not learned his lesson, or else if he has learned his lesson, he cannot curb his temper. So here his audience is somewhere between the ages of 25 and dead, and heavy on the dead side. So his audience is an older audience, dropping dead. And the more you listen to Bill O'Reilly, I don't think you need Sominex if you're listening to Bill O'Reilly. I think you just listen to Bill O'Reilly and you go to sleep and never wake up again, is what I think. But you may have another, you know, if you're a conservative, if you're a Fox News viewer, we would love to hear from you, and you can defend people like Bill O'Reilly. But I find Bill O'Reilly to be like Rush. He found what worked for his audience, and regardless of what the truth is, he gives them what they want. He knows that it's Joe Sixpack, and he knows that they are angry. And I told you, when I've been on Fox News, I was on a couple of times where I said, I referred to the president as Dickie. I didn't just get angry mail. I get vicious threatening mail. So he's got a really angry audience of people who are less bright than he is, if that's even possible. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Doug Alperin.
Thanks, Enid. Eastbound Capital City Freeway, slow Eastern to the split. Beyond that, everything else is looking clear. Currently, it's 91 degrees in the capital city. Tomorrow, sunny with highs near 90. I'm Doug Alperin on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Since 19... 19-
Messages.
Of course, we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean, Bin Laden. He's. Let me say, I certainly hope so. Before I.
If you send messages.
That's a loaded question. First of all, I admire Senator Kerry's service to our country.
If you send messages.
I admire the fact that he is a great dad. We're facing
If you send messages.
Let me finish. And so the answer to your question is, no doubt about it, it's tough. It's hard work.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Eat It Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.654 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Eat It Live. Do you know what people are making in the White House? Well, do you know how much Tony Snow is making? They just got a raise. Did you just get a raise? You didn't? Well, they got a cost of living raise of about $4,200. People who are in the top level. Here's it here. If you were the top pay rate for working in the White House is $165,200. Now remember, this is an administration that doesn't want to give a little bit of a minimum wage increase. What is it? $2? Add $2 to the minimum wage. Congress gave itself, what is it, a big pay raise, $30,000, something, big pay raise. But they couldn't give the minimum, people who are making minimum wage. Well, President Bush's most senior aides, the one who hold the coveted title of assistant to the president, recently received a $4,200 cost of living bump up in compensation and now earn a top rate of $165,200. This is according to, so you know who makes that much money? Well, Anita McBride, for example. Well, all right, let me give you some examples of who makes what. Joshua Bolton, assistant to the president and his chief of staff, he makes $165,200. Stephen Hadley, assistant to the president for national security affairs, the same, $165,200. Carl Rove, Mr. Cut and Run. Mr. I have a cousin who served three tours of duty in Iraq. Mr. Carl Rove is making $165,200. Let me see if I can find some names that you might know. And now, I do not know. We'll have to do some research. Did we find out, Antonio, did we find out what Condoleezza Rice and everybody, you know, I never thought to ask that question. What is Alberto Gonzalez? What is Condoleezza? The president makes, what, $400,000 a year? And all the dry cleaning he can stuff down our throats? I don't know what Condoleezza Rice makes, but I want to say probably in the neighborhood of $200,000 or so. And Alberto Gonzalez, the same. If anybody knows what it is, we were just right before airtime, where there really wasn't a lot of time to check. On this year's list, the White House omitted Bush aides who have left the White House payroll in recent weeks, even if the president intends to fill the post at this year's rate of pay. Unlike predecessor Scooter Libby, David Addington, the chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney, was not included, on the White House roster, even though he holds a dual title as assistant to the president. So maybe he's drawing two salaries. He is one vicious guy. And I was sent a profile of him that appeared in the New Yorker magazine of David Addington that I don't think is, he's a bad guy. And you know, you would expect that he is, because he's working for that other Dick Cheney. So these are the salaries. The top salary if you are working as an assistant to the president. Now, here is Mrs. Bush's